Express.
No, well, good luck to both home teams. Nigel, Adley, always a pleasure talking to you. TalkSport's England reporter over there in France. I'll tell you what, I don't know why everyone's so upset about going to Nice. Lovely part of the world. I'm joined now by Mr. John Holmes. You'd be happily sent to Nice, wouldn't you?
Nice?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I'd go
it's
to
quite
Nice.
Nice.
I'd go to Nice with my niece. I'm so excited about the prospect.
Who wants to say Northern France when you've got the option of South of France? It's about 28 down there. It's lovely.
I've no idea what's going on with football. I heard
of course
you talking
you don't,
about it. I'm not interested. I mean, yeah, this all stems from when I was at school and just didn't, you know, and you know that thing where they picked the teams.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, you know. Oh,
I was rubbish at all sport. And I had the worst thing was that I, being 5'11", big strapping lass, I look like I'm good at sport. So the PE teachers were of the view that not only was I rubbish, but I wasn't trying.
Really?
They didn't realise I had no hand-eye coordination.
That's just rugby, though, isn't it?
That is racist.
I was put in, for a joke, the PE teacher, Mr. Harris, genuinely put
me... He said bitterly.
I do, hand bitterly. Because he did, just for a joke, he put me in... I'm not tall. He put me in the in the school basketball team because he thought it would be funny.
Do you know how we played basketball at my school? People had the ball, the other person would just come up and just smash you on the arms and get the ball off you that way. It's a lovely place, my school. Lovely place. Anyway, I'm not even going to ask you what nonsense is coming up on your show, but it'll be great fun.
Probably
yeah, usual yeah. stuff. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 tomorrow morning. We'll be celebrating a great 10-0 victory by England. Will we? I'll see you tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if 1 million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Slovakia. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
£10 maximum stake, singles only, all winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock on a Monday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Parliament will be recalled to remember MP Jo Cox. Oxfam announces a Glastonbury tribute to her, and a freak accident kills Star Trek's Anton Yelchin.
Talk Radio.
MPs will return to Parliament this afternoon to remember Jo Cox, the Labour politician who was killed in her West Yorkshire constituency last Thursday. 52-year-old Thomas Mair is also due in court charged with her murder. Breaking with Commons tradition, MPs from different parties may sit together. Conservative MP for Stratford-upon-Avon, Nadeem Zahawi, has told Talk Radio it's right for them to be able to pay their respects.
I have to tell you, one of the nicest human beings you can ever wish to meet. Her smile was always infectious, and we'll all be coming together to remember Jo today. I think that is really Parliament at its best, is when we come together and essentially celebrate her life and celebrate our democracy.
Nigel Farage has claimed the Prime Minister and Remain campaigners are linking the Leave campaign to the death of Jo Cox. The UKIP leader says he's rejecting attempts by Remain to connect the motives of Vote Leave with her murder. It comes as Oxfam has announced it's going to make an album from Glastonbury performances to remember the MP, with the proceeds going to refugees. Coldplay, Muse and Fatboy Slim are among the artists who are going to contribute. The UN Refugee Agency says a record number of people were forced to flee their homes last year. It claims 65.3 million were displaced in 2015, an average of 24 people per minute. Filippo Grandi from the United Nations says that's up 10% on the previous year.
90% are in middle-income countries or in poor countries. 50% of the refugees are children. Each one of these is a very worrying piece of information that we need to address.
Downing Street says David Cameron has no plans to meet Donald Trump when he comes to the UK later this week. The billionaire US presidential hopeful is opening a new golf resort in Scotland on Friday, the day the result of the EU referendum is due to be announced. A man and woman arrested after three 12-year-olds took ecstasy in Greater Manchester and ended up in hospital at the weekend have been bailed. One of the girls will be allowed home today, but the other two will stay in. They're in a stable condition. They took a type of drug described as teddy tablets in Salford on Saturday night. A 15-year-old boy has fallen 20 feet off a school roof in Burnley in Lancashire. The teenager suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries and is said to be critically ill. Police say he was playing with friends on the roof on Saturday morning and it's a tragic accident. And the makers of the recent Star Trek film say they're in mourning after the untimely passing of actor Anton Yelchin. The 27-year-old was killed in a freak accident yesterday. He got pinned between his car and a brick postbox at his home in Los Angeles.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with rain in central and southern parts, but some sunshine and showers further north, becoming slowly brighter and drier in the afternoon with some sunny spells. Highs of 21 degrees.
Great. Sorry, I wasn't listening to that. What did you say the weather was? I mean, it's shocking, isn't it? Did you say it with that? It's shocking.
I didn't describe it as such. It is, though. You could label
it's summer, like Victoria.
That.
It's midsummer.
It's very sad that it's so wet here.
That's Victoria with the news and the weather there. And now, Ben?
I reckon it might be Kate.
Kate with the sport? What anomaly is this? Who's Kate?
Well, she's here all week.
What? Trying
she
to be.
She's on all morning. Well done for listening. Yeah.
Right. Too much information, actually. Shall we see who's got the sport? Who's got the sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge.
It's Kate
England
Partridge!
England and Wales are both in action tonight to decide Group B at Euro 2016.
I'm Alan Partridge.
A draw against Slovakia in St Etienne would be enough to take
I'm
leaders
Kate
England
Partridge.
Into the knockout stages. Roy Hodgson's
you can't be a sports reporter and called Partridge.
While Wales would also go into the last 16,
monkey
they'd
tennis.
Beat bottom side Russia in Toulouse. The draw for the early stages of next season's Champions League has been made. Celtic will face either Flora Tallinn of Estonia or Lincoln of Gibraltar in the second qualifying round. The Scottish Premiership winners need to come through three two-legged ties in order to reach the group stage. Meanwhile, Dustin Johnson has won golf's US Open to claim his first major title amid huge controversy. The American had been told on the 12th tee that he may have picked up a one-stroke penalty because his ball moved while putting on the 5th.
Did it?
But he was informed that a video review would not take place until after his round.
I don't want to see
and finally,
that.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have become the first team to come back from 3-1 down to win the NBA title after beating the Golden State Warriors 93-89
Great.
In Game 7.
Thanks.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
I like Kate. I think she's the new Ben. I like Kate. Don't make
what's
a face, Victoria.
What's her TalkSport nickname? Does she have one, like Moose?
Is it just Partridge?
You think? I'd like that all the TalkSport people are named for animals.
Yeah.
We know about Moose. Ian, his name is Moose, isn't he?
Yeah,
but he does look like he's the size of a moose, which
I don't
is
think why. That's why he got the name.
How did he get the name?
I don't know. It's years old.
Well, it must be something to do with that.
Maybe. I think it's the horns.
Or is he hung like a moose? Is that? I honestly don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing, though. I don't have details. I have no knowledge of a moose's genitals. I don't know. Do you know the story, Victoria? You look like you do.
No, I can't remember.
You can.
Can you do some journalism and find out?
See if you can find out in the next half an hour.
I can report
why
back.
Moose is called moose, and then tell us back. Tell us in half an hour.
Okay.
Lovely stuff. All right, there you go. Thanks, Victoria. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Eddie, what are you eating?
It's these little small chocolate cakey things I keep finding on my desk, darling. Do you want one, Pat?
I haven't eaten since 1974. Stop, darling. Stop chewing. No, stop, darling. Stop.
I can't stop. I'm supposed to be PRing them. I can't even stop eating them, darling.
Cadbury Amaze Bites. Delicious, brownie, cakey things, which are absolutely irresistible, it seems. Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, in cinemas July the 1st.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am
untrustworthy.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. On DVD into its hallowed portals. Given the climate of the world at the moment,
the vending machine.
What did you make of Deadpool? Can I operate a pregnant woman from a distance? Troll messages.
I don't think so.
To play today's edition for the football that there is.
Football, is it?
It's an old balding man.
Tell us a little bit then about the pub. What are you doing? Why did it go weird then? Because real football commentary doesn't go weird.
How's that? Is that better?
Well, it's the same for us. It hasn't changed.
Absolutely no better, John.
Right, so what happened earlier was I arrived here.
Could have just played three lines.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, you will twist the very fabric of nature.
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended that you have but slumbered here, while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend, if you pardon. We will mend, and I, as am an honest puck, if we have learned unearned luck, now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So good night, and to you all, give me your hands if we be friends, and we on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 on weekday afternoons shall restore amends. Not my words, of course, they're not my words, of course, but the words of William Shakespeare, aptly on this 20th of June, as it is, of course, Midsummer Night's Eve, when thou'st may be in slumber this eve, indulging in a Midsummer Night's Dream, rather than staring out of the window at the rain that's whazzing down in the sort of grim middle of the summer. It's Midsummer. And the nights will get shorter. We're heading downhill to winter. I do apologise, though. I've started your week with a thought as miserable as Andy Murray's general demeanour and face. So let's just crack on with a smile and happy sunshine in our voices. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. If you're listening for the first time, by the way, the best way to approach this is to use the Tim Peake landing back on Earth method, in that you can't just jump straight in. You've got to acclimatise yourself to what's going on, or it could end badly. Don't expect during this show for it to be like what you're used to. You need to break yourself in gently, let your body get used to the unnatural stresses and strains that may be put on it between... well, now and 4 o'clock. So, what's all lined up on this, then? The broadcasting equivalent of Nigel Farage's Brexit poster. For balance, by the way, other posters are available. Well, looky here. Looky here. Looky right here, because here's where you'll find Headline Hijackers once more unto the breach of editorial guidelines involving the news we go, dear friends, by inviting you to make up a news story and lob it this way and get it into that news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. You can do it via text or Twitter, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Respectively. The Lonely Lunch Club continues to gain members, I suppose, as the walls of the Talk Radio in the afternoons Tupperware Hall of Despair continue to be lined with the lunching busts of those who are lunching alone. If you're eating lunch by yourself, then this, my friend, is your moment, and we can chat to you on the phone to sort of liven it up a bit, to be your friend, your slightly too familiar colleague. Awkward chit-chat provided for free. That is what we will be able to do in around 40 minutes' time. If you get in touch, you can do it via an email, if you like. Lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, as your
You leave or remain, for balance, your lunchtime blues behind. A lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back if you put your number on it. There's work experience punditry, of course, another student that we don't have to pay. Review something or other today. Aidan brings us the gift of music. There's news brought to you via the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think platforms or sausages? Find out as we go out onto the streets to find out what the people think later. There's a big debate at three. Another foreign correspondent on the line speaking foreign from somewhere foreign where something or other foreign is happening. The Diversity Paper Review today. The paper's reviewed by Mark, who is a brown one. There's the Monday Mystery Quiz and Eargasm. And at the weekend, we went out onto the streets late at night to ask drunk people for their opinions on the week's news. That is Alco Vox Pops. We'll bring the results to you very shortly indeed. Ginger Dave, not producing. Tired from all the students. Ask Podcast, speaking of bringing us sunshine, is Through the Glass.
Yeah.
Marta is on the buttons.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Victoria's got the news.
Yeah, I do.
And increasingly erratic weather. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is showing his bottom to Victoria.
Please don't.
What?
No one wants that.
Show his bottom.
His bare bottom.
Bottom.
There.
It's there.
No, thanks.
No, the
cheek.
The Shakespeare.
Oh, that will ask some tears in the true performing of it. If I do it, let the audience look to their eyes. I will move storms. I will condole in some measure. To rest yet chief humour is for a tyrant. I could play Urkel's rarely, or part to tear a cat in to make all split. The raging rocks, the shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates, and Fibber's car shall shine from far and make and mar the foolish fates.
There you go.
This was lofty. Now name the rest of the players.
He's showing you his bottom.
The Urkel's vein of tyrant's vein, a lover is more condoling.
There you see.
I'm glad he didn't show
Midsummer Night's Dream reference. He wasn't actually going to show you his arse or anything. That was
well,
the bottom.
He's got good form for showing his bits and pieces to feed my colleagues.
What?
That's actually very true. Good point. Yeah. And that for that alone, HR should be informed. I am John Holmes. This is your Talk Radio Monday afternoon thing, Talk Radio thing from Talk Radio.
Flash moose once and it just sticks with you.
You're like a boss-eyed Chris Evans. He used to do that, didn't he? Right, 1:15. Let's start with some music.
Light of the more it gets dark.
Thanks, Con. That is the noise of Coldplay. It's 17 minutes past 1 o'clock, and it's called A Sky Full of Stars. You're probably wondering why I'm playing it. Why I, as Talk Radio's self-appointed head of music, am playing Coldplay's A Sky Full of Stars. Why would I be playing?
Hey, John. Are you excited to see Coldplay at Glastonbury on Sunday?
I'm not going to Glastonbury, so no.
Did you go and see them at Wembley Stadium over the weekend?
No.
Then I am perplexed as to why.
Yes.
You are playing Coldplay right now.
Well, I should tell you that. It's because of today's big story, which is, of course, today marks the eve of the summer solstice. And if you are going to watch a summer solstice outside, you might be quite cold.
Mm.
But more importantly, of course, it's called A Sky Full of Stars. And that's because tonight not only is the summer solstice, but it is also a strawberry moon. And the moon is in the same sky as the stars, as mentioned there by the band Coldplay.
The moon is a star, John.
No. And so the moon is a strawberry moon. It's a rare moon. You don't get them every 50 or 60 years. It's not only is it going to be a big full moon, but it also, of course, could bring, and I'm quoting from the news, I'm quoting, chaos, delusional behaviour. All right, and this is according to a man in the news who said that, because traditionally, of course, the moon is associated with delusional behaviour. It goes back to ancient times. That's where we get the word lunatic, of course. So we're going to talk about it. Lunar.
Is that actually true?
That's actually true.
I didn't know that.
Lunar is of the moon, a lunatic.
Yeah.
People who exhibit certain tics in lunar cycles. Lunatic.
Wow.
See, we're not just laughing on the show. We're always learning. And so that's the big story, of course. It means that tonight, lots of people might go mad. So, in order to discuss the scientific veracity of this claim, we need to talk to somebody who knows about it. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. I mean, she doesn't know about anything. She doesn't know about anything apart from speaking in a weird northern accent and wearing the same fun-loving criminals hoodie day in, day out. Hi, Cass.
What?
Could you get us a guest to discuss the veracity of the claims?
Do you want the actual guy who says that everyone's going to go a bit
mad, if you like, yeah, whatever. Some moon based chat.
You John. Literally don't care who I get, do you?
Yeah, well, of course I do. Mm. Of course I care. But it's got to be someone who knows about moons.
The man on the moon from the John Lewis Christmas advert.
Yes, him, the old man.
The old man from the moon.
The old man watching a child through a telescope. It's sinister, isn't
it? He doesn't have a phone. Yeah, he only has a telescope.
Bit weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's also a bit moony as well, isn't it? Yeah. Telescopes.
Scopes. TELESC.
U-R-P-S.
Telescopes. Thanks, Cass. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll talk to someone about a moon in a minute.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slackbottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's Boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Slovakia. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
£10 maximum stake, singles only, all winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The Coastbound M2 in Kent remains closed at Junction 5 for Sittingbourne following an accident. Long delays towards this one and some congestion on the opposite side after traffic was held briefly to allow air ambulance to land. The A12 in Essex is still closed north near Mark's Tay at Junction 25 following an accident there. That route and surrounding routes are incredibly busy. A vehicle fire on the northbound M6 has been extinguished and the restrictions have been lifted. Junctions 2 to 3 near Coventry, but it's still very slow. And staying on the M6 south in Cheshire, breakdowns causing queues between 20 at the Lim Interchange and 19 for Knutsford. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Yes, very quickly, some of your reactions have been coming in. You get your reactions to us, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, and what reactions have been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Travel Lover says, yes, Jarena Adams is back, and I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. That's coming from the French.
Thank you very much indeed. It's time to discuss the big story. Okay, if you're listening 10 minutes ago, not even that ago or so, you will have heard us talking about today's big story, which is the warning that tonight's full moon before the summer solstice, and I quote, could spark madness. An astrologer has warned this. He's spoken of fears of an increased energy that will bring about madness, hallucinations and delusions of grandeur. He said the transitioning is a giant wave crashing onto the shore of our own perspective, scattering debris everywhere and ripping a hole through the veil. To discuss that scientific fact on the phone now, I've got a guest, and it's Dr. Robert Massey. He's the Deputy Executive Director of the Royal Astronomical Society. Good afternoon, Dr. Massey. Good afternoon, hello. So the moon's going to tear through the veil of fabric of consciousness tonight. What do you make of that, Dr. Massey?
It's one of the biggest pieces of nonsense I've ever heard.
Yeah, I thought you might say that, yeah.
Nothing to take seriously. I mean, I saw the video interview, a bit of the video interview. It's on one of the newspaper websites, yeah. And I thought, wow. Difficult to know where to start, really. The moon controls the tides of the Earth, keeps the tilt of the Earth in the right place, has really very little bearing on our lives beyond that, and certainly doesn't do any of the things that this man's suggesting.
No, it's a shock. I mean, it sounds to me like he's been affected by his own moon warning.
mad. As a case of perhaps believing your own propaganda. Yeah. I mean, you know, many of us have delusions of grandeur for quite the wrong reasons, but I don't blame the moon for that.
There is the truth, though, isn't there? I mean, he said, you know, it could spark madness. It is true, though, that the band Madness will only now play gigs when there's a full moon. That's a fact, of course. And that's why Suggs wears those moon glasses he's got, doesn't he? That's why. That's a fact. Here, what would happen, right? Because there are many people who say we just don't need the moon anymore. What would happen if we got rid of the moon?
Got rid of the moon?
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be terribly good. I mean, it does keep the Earth's tilt nice and stable, which means we get a more stable climate than we would have otherwise. And if you want an example of what happens on a planet, one smaller than the Earth, admittedly, Mars has a similar tilt to the Earth at the moment.
Yes.
But, over millions of years, that wanders around quite a lot. Imagine if you had kind of the poles of the Earth where the equator is now and that kind of thing. It wouldn't be very good for us. So the moon's quite helpful in that way. And it also controls the tides, you know, tides, probably help life develop initially and so on. It's true that you could live on a world without a moon, but getting rid of it, not sure I'd recommend.
Yeah, well, we vote soon as to whether or not we should leave the moon's influence, don't we? Leave the moon or remain the moon is the big question. You mentioned tides there. Some say, of course, the moon exerts too much... Too much pull on the tide of immigration, don't they? Some say that, and for balance, others say it doesn't. So that's an important issue. Obviously, Nigel Farage says it controls the tides of immigration. David Cameron says it doesn't. He says it's exaggerated. We get the word lunar from the moon. That's right, isn't it? A lunatic.
That's absolutely right. And you know, in the Middle Ages and so on, people would have thought, well, when there's a bright moon in the sky, it had that effect. I don't think there's any evidence at all to suggest it does. It helps you get around at night if you don't have any street lighting or anything like that. That's probably one of the big pluses if you're living in a society like that. But otherwise, no. In a city, you know, we really don't notice the extra light that much.
Where do you stand on the notion of werewolves?
It's not a question I've been asked before, in fairness. No, they probably don't exist, but they make for good stories, don't they?
Yeah, well, there are trials in Sweden. I'm sure you know about them. These trials in Sweden where they wouldn't let the population look at the moon for I think it was 6 months. And the number of werewolves are fewer than halved in Sweden. That's a significant...
I've not seen that published, I'll be honest, actually. I've not seen that particular report.
It's about to come out as well. Have you ever... have you, being the deputy executive director of the Royal Astronomical Society, Dr. Robert Massey, have you ever pulled a Mooney?
No, I can't say that I have, to be fair. I think that, yeah. And saying so on air probably would be a bit career-limiting, I think. But no, I've not pulled a Mooney. Nor can I genuinely say, I don't think any of my friends have done, at least possibly not since school days, anyway.
I was just wondering whether it might be a sort of secret greeting amongst astronomers and that you all...
If it is, it's so secret no one's told me.
Okay, good. They wouldn't tell you that you're the boss, are you?
Obviously, what do I know about these things anyway? But no, I can honestly say no one's ever told me that. I've not even heard the rumours until now.
Okay. And the final question, really, because I've always wondered this. In terms of, you know, astronomers and astrologers, right, is there a sort of... does that ever explode into violence? I mean, is that...
Not that I'm aware, no. I mean, astrologers...
Who would win in a fight between astronomers and astrologers?
In terms of arguments, we'd basically destroy them, I think it's fair to say, which is why you only ever end up with videos like this rambling one about the moon and all manner of other things affecting us. But no, we'd trounce them, I think it's fair to say.
Excellent. That's Dr. Robert Massey. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. He's the Deputy Executive Director of the Royal Astronomical Society, and categorically that has never pulled a Mooney. You're listening to Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we still do need the moon in 2016, if you've got an opinion on the moon or not, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 1:30 now on Talk Radio and elsewhere, because I have checked. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Politics will be put to one side this afternoon as MPs gather in Parliament to remember Jo Cox. The Labour politician who was elected just over a year ago was killed in her West Yorkshire constituency last Thursday. Sky's senior political correspondent Beth Rigby says tributes will be paid in the House of Commons before MPs go to church.
They will pair up and walk across to St Margaret's Church, and they will pair up different parties coming together to walk over in a sign of unity around Jo Cox and around this tragic, tragic murder.
A 52-year-old man is due at the Old Bailey later charged with her murder. It comes as Nigel Farage has accused David Cameron of a despicable attempt to use her death to boost his chance of winning Thursday's EU referendum. But the Prime Minister insists his comments about Jo Cox are intended purely as a tribute to the 41-year-old mother of two. Official figures show the number of people forced to leave their homes because of conflict has hit a record high. The UN Refugee Agency claims 65.3 million were displaced around the world in 2015. That works out at 24 people a minute. Hundreds of extra police officers will be on duty tonight in the French city of Toulouse as Wales take on Russia in their final group game of Euro 2016. French officials have declared the game as high risk. And there's going to be a classical music tribute to David Bowie at Glastonbury Festival this week. weekend. British conductor Charles Hazlewood will direct an orchestra on the park stage. The weather becoming slowly brighter and drier this afternoon in central and southern parts. Some sunshine and showers further north with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, very much.
Sorry, what did you say?
Thanks very much.
Why are you muttering?
No, I'm speaking. Are you, you're going to Glastonbury this week, aren't you, as you were talking of Glastonbury?
I am indeed.
Are you?
Well, John.
Yes, Colonel.
Update, we're both going.
It's not a date.
No, it's more a weekend away.
Hello.
It's not a weekend away.
So you...
Together, no.
Well, you are, I mean, you are going to the same place.
Separately.
Going on the same form of transport as well.
Different times.
Sharing a tent?
No.
Yes.
Why would you say that?
I need to ask you because I don't have a tent.
If I find you in my tent against my will...
Euphemism.
I will report it to the relevant authorities.
And rightly so, Victoria. You keep your flaps closed. On your tent.
John. It's got a zip.
So I've heard. It's one. It's just like a downstairs zippy.
You're horrible.
It's move on. It's 1:33.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still to come, today's Lonely Lunch Club. Of course, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then this is where we will be your friend and colleague. Able to chit and chat about whatever you like. You set the chat agenda and we'll make awkward small talk with you just to pass the time while you're lunching alone. Let us know why you're lunching alone. Get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You can do it via email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, ahead of that, though, a lot of reactions coming in regarding the debate this afternoon about the moon. We talked to Dr. Robert Massey. He's the executive deputy director of the Royal Astronomical Society and has never shown his bottom at any form of lecture or in public, so he said. However, your reactions about the moon are coming in. Cornelius, what have we got?
Carla says, well, how will it affect the clangers? And long boring message about moon says, moons are great. I really like our moon. Would love to see it stay. I love how far away it is, but I also like how not far away it is. It makes me laugh how floaty people are on the moon.
Great, thanks for that. Do keep those sort of reactions coming in. John, you mentioned werewolves and the trials in Sweden where Swedish people weren't allowed to look at the moon for 6 months. It was actually against the law as a trial. But it worked because the number of werewolves fewer than halved in Sweden for that.
Really?
For that 6 months. And someone says, yes, John, we'll just send the werewolves back. Just send them all back. Curb the tide of werewolves, it says there. And the tide, of course, has a lot to do with the moon. John, I don't think we need the moon anymore. We should replace it with a balloon. I know what you're going to say. It's that if we did that, then it would just float off and thus alter the gravity of the Earth.
Yeah.
But no, John, I'm not an idiot. Tether the moon, the balloon moon, full of helium, to the Earth, perhaps a tree or pylon, as though a party balloon tied around the wrist of a child.
Yeah, or just put a little plastic bit on the end of it.
Yes,
like they do.
And just hold it, yeah. Just in a field or something.
Yeah.
And just kind of hold the moon down. Yeah, it's just a weight, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all it needs. John, really good news that Tim Peake's came back. I loved the first series, and I'm glad David Lynch is directing it. Tim Peake. It's Headline Hijack. So,
a made-up news story, please. The lines are open for it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, Headline Hijack works like this. If you're a new, brand new listener to the show, and I know there are many, so welcome. You're very welcome along. If you are, this is how Headline Hijack works. At 2 o'clock, there will be the news. It will, as ever, come out of Victoria's mouth, which doesn't have a zip on it. And it will be true, because it's the news. Editorially speaking, it has to be true. That's the law. Those are the rules, as set down by Ofcom. However, at 2 o'clock, we laugh in the face of those rules by putting a made-up story.
We break the law, don't we? Live on air.
We break the law. We Brexit the law. Remaining with the law is also available for balance. Well, we encourage you to break the law, is what we do, because we want you to make up the made-up news story. And we put it there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, who only get back to their desk or wherever at 2 o'clock and listen to the news and believe it to be true. We call it Headline Hijack, and it's obvious why. Here's what's come in so far.
Roof sent this in on Friday, but we didn't get time for it. But she says that a bouncy castle company, which has made an inflatable life-sized Eamon Holmes, has been ordered to cease and desist after there have been many concerns by the Health and Safety Authority that people may mistake the real Eamon Holmes for it and jump on him.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
So, what's his name?
Eamon Holmes.
What's my name?
John Holmes.
Right.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yes, it's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Everyone in the office talks about this, because Eamon Holmes does a show here as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right, and I do. But they're spelt the same, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Yeah.
Right, he's my dad. And you pronounce our names differently.
I do. I've never realised that. How weird.
How do you do the Sherlock one?
Sherlock Holmes.
There.
God, yeah. Keep going.
Are there any more? Larry, no. Who's the boxer?
Someone. I don't know.
Say a boxer's name.
Oh, Tommy Holmes.
Yeah, that's him. Anyway, it's weird that you do that, isn't it?
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Eamon Holmes.
But there's no reason for it.
John Holmes. Eamon Holmes. John Holmes.
Yeah.
It's because he's Irish. I'm pronouncing it in the Irish way. That's correct.
I thought that's what he was. If you're listening, Dad, that's why. I know you were asking yesterday on Father's Day. Glastonbury Festival has come... Who's this from? Neil. Glastonbury Festival has come under scathing criticism after it's announced plans to dispose of any drugs at the festival gates by feeding them to the farm's cows. According to the festival director, the drugs are not harmful on cows and will help them get more into the spirit of the festival. That's true, isn't it? Because ketamine, for instance, is a horse tranquilizer.
Yeah.
So it's for animals. So if you take it off the people and give it to the animals...
That's a good point.
Then there's absolutely no problem with it. Just give drugs to the things that are supposed to take those drugs, kids.
Moo moo.
If you like.
Meow moo.
I got it. Right, Headline Hijack then. Keep them coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll go to the Lonely Lunch Club next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only $18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £125. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less November 2015 to April 2016. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The Coastbound M2 in Kent remains closed at Junction 5 for Sittingbourne following an accident. Long delays towards this one and some congestion on the opposite side after traffic was held briefly to allow air ambulance to land. The A12 in Essex is still closed north near Mark's Tay at Junction 25 following an accident there. That route and surrounding routes are incredibly busy. A vehicle fire on the northbound M6 has been extinguished and the restrictions have been lifted. Junctions 2 to 3 near Coventry, but it's still very slow. And staying on the M6 south in Cheshire, a breakdown's causing queues between 20 at the Lim Interchange and 90 for Knutsford. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. And I don't know whether you're familiar with the notion of the news. After all, Talk Radio is you wouldn't know from listening to this, obviously, but it's purportedly an entertainment style station based on, you know, current events and the news. That's the gist of it. But the problem is, of course, is that the news is quite complicated. You find it...
John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, you see, what we like to do is help out. Because you're not alone. I don't think you're alone.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. In not being able to get your head around the news. And it's why we, on this show in the afternoon, uniquely, break the news down into its basic component forms. If you think of the news as like a flat pack that's been constructed and put together to form, you know, the news.
Yeah, IKEA news.
Let's call it a Billy News case.
Yeah.
Right? And then if inevitably, you know, it within a month just falls apart.
Yeah.
Because you left out a vital bit of one of those little screws.
Headline sort of thing.
Yeah, where you get the screw, you have to headline it in. And if the headline key's missing, you know, the news doesn't hold together correctly. No. It just falls apart, doesn't it? But imagine that, where you've got the component, but the basic component, of course, when you open a flat pack news, is you see it's made up of Japanese poetry.
Yeah, of course.
And that's why we use that in order to explain the news to you, to render it down to its simplest form. The news explained in 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Andy Murray D, lighted to win Queen's tennis. Well, tell your face then.
He is a miserable git.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Which brings us, in a roundabout sort of way, to today's Lonely Lunch Club. Now, this is for the lonely, for the miserable, if you like, for those that may be a little unhappy, for the sole reason that they're lunching alone. Many people lunch alone throughout this fair nation, not necessarily by choice, some by choice, not necessarily all. But whatever reason
for whatever reason you are lunching alone, you are a lonely what lunch, this is the radio feature for you. It allows you to communicate, to have a chit and a chat about anything you would like to chit and chat about. And we will play the role of your virtual friend and colleague. And you, in return, will be inducted into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. And on the telephone now is someone from the who's lunching alone. Hello?
Hello. Hi, John.
Hi. Who's that?
This is Alex.
Alex.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Alex, good to talk to you. So, you're lunching alone. Alex, where are you lunching alone?
I'm actually in Harrow for my sins.
Harrow.
Yeah, northwest London, yeah. Kind of nearing the end of the Met Line.
Yep. Good sense of place there. Good description of where it is. What do you do in Harrow?
Well, to be honest, John, that's a question I'm asking myself. I've come here to do a bit of shopping. Just graduated.
Right, yeah.
Came home, everyone's left the house, and I've got to pick up my sister at 4.
Right.
There's a few bits in the house that I thought I'd pick up, and should have really gone to Watford. I'm actually a Watford boy, but I thought I'd go into Harrow, see what's changed since I came here in my school days, and to be honest, I mean, I don't think anything's changed, really.
Right. So you wouldn't recommend Harrow as a sort of a lunchtime out destination?
I mean, it's all right. You've got the options, right? You've got you've got the options here. Whatever cuisine you want, kind of standard to low, you've got it. Personally, I went for Costa, more for the coffee than the food.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's the suburban dream.
Does it?
You've got the cinema.
Great. Does it sum up, you know, for those that are alone? I mean, is Harrow sort of a metaphor for those that lunch alone? Would you say Harrow is a sort of mecca for the sad?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
If you are sad, John, I was just going to say, you've done everyone a favour, really, there, Alex, because you described it very well of where Harrow is, and as it is now a mecca for the sad. If you are lunching alone, listening to this, and listening to Alex's desperate tale, Then wherever you're lunching, turn and face Harrow.
Yeah, and exactly.
Like
very much so.
And just eat your lunch in the direction of Harrow as a sort of. And if everyone lunching alone does that, at least there's a connection, isn't there? I think between people.
Yeah, I can feel the energy.
Yes.
Now that you said that, I can feel the people turning and facing me.
Yeah.
Because
we try to get through as many lonely lunches as we can, as you know, Alex. And it's your turn today. But many people on the list, and if you'd like to do it, email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Still facing Harrow though, while you're doing it.
Yeah.
So
please do.
What are you going to have for lunch then?
Well, you know what, John? I've actually finished up a panini from Costa. It was tomato, mozzarella, and basil.
Yeah.
And it's about as bland as it sounds.
Yeah, well, it's a classic, isn't it? If you go in somewhere like that, you know, other overpriced coffee shops are available. But if you go into that, it's a sort of classic staple, the panini. Strong.
It's a panino, is the singular, guys. Come on,
panino. Yes.
Oh yeah. That's
but he may have had two panini. Did you have two panini or one panino?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. If you cut a panino in half, does that then become a panini?
No, it becomes
in the double.
A panine.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like when you split. So, it's like when you split an infinitive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically the lunch equivalent of an infinitive. It's panino, panini, panine, panini.
Yeah.
Panino.
There you go. Before I was in JD looking at how much. I came home to, for many reasons, but one of them was to pick up my England shirt, and came home to find my, I think, circa 2006-2007 Three Lions in the middle shirt, just a bit.
Oh, the reversible one.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
I love that one.
There was I had that one. A bit too, yeah, I mean, it was, to be fair, still one of my favourites.
Yeah.
But it was a bit too tight, so I thought, right, I'll go out and see. I didn't want the latest kit, but I thought I'll see if I can get kind of a, I'll see if I can get maybe a 3-year-old England shirt.
I'm glad you said England shirt after that, but yeah, carry on.
Yeah. But But yeah, I thought I'd have a look.
Have you, when you say it's a bit tight now, is that in the years since, in the disappointing years since, have you filled out, Alex? Is that what you're saying? Because of the
I've always been pretty lanky, but yeah. I've like to think I've put a bit of body up.
It's all there, it's all the panini, isn't it? It's the panini you've been eating, Dana.
It is indeed.
So you're saying
it all adds up.
Your sister's coming to visit as well. That's an interesting area of chat, isn't it? What does she do?
Well, no, I've got to pick her up from school.
I see.
So yeah, I've been landed with that duty. So I've got to
I think that's a nice thing to do, though, isn't it? What a lovely thing to do, go and pick your sister up from school. That's
Is she
a teacher or a pupil? Which is
she's a pupil.
Right,
she's a pupil. So gonna go pick her up from school. There's a Baskin Robbins in Northwood, where I now live, so might drop in for a
it's Baskin Rob Eye. Baskin Rob Eye.
Yes, Baskin Rob Eye.
Oh, Baskin Rob Eye.
Yeah.
And we'll have some ice cry.
Yes.
I don't know. So yeah, that's something to look for. That's a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
In whilst being in Harrow.
And you're lunching alone, just simply because, as you say, everyone's gone out and just left you to it. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, don't really mind it. Just spoke to my good friend who's in Beijing.
Oh right.
Which is quite exciting. He thought we'd had malaria. So he had a bit of a malaria scare.
Oh, is he over it now? Is he unscared?
No, turns out it was swine flu. So I said, "Oh, great, that's fine."
Yeah,
so
that's all right.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Well, you might not have a spoonful of Calpol, you'd be fine, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I said 2 Nurofen. I think does the trick.
Yeah,
and I said, "Thank God it isn't SARS."
Every cloud and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So don't know if he's going to make it back. But
yeah, you know, or at all.
If you're going to go, Beijing's probably a good place to go.
Yeah. But also, the main greeting in Beijing is Harrow, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So that works.
Well,
there's a lovely bridge. Yeah. So I told him I was in Harrow. He was in Beijing. I said, well, I know, you know, we know who's living the more exotic life. Just looking at now seeing another coffee cup called Stephen.
I'll be honest, we're bored of this now. So, Alex, a pleasure talking to you. Have we made your lunch fewer lonely though? That's the question.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. That's the point, you see. You've now been inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Alex. You're our newest member in the Lonely Lunch Club. Thank you very much. That's Alex. He's in Harrow.
Correct.
Enjoying a panino there, being the singular. If you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, Lonely Lunch, that's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the number. No, not number, is it? It's an email. That's right.
Yeah.
Can they also still text, email. Or is it just the email?
Whatever. Go for it. Just get in touch.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Great. Or lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. To launch today's text in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do we have some suitable music to launch today's text in with?
I believe we do, yes.
In that case, have a bong on this. And the noise there of Two Door Cinema Club, the indie band Two Door Cinema Club, and that track's called...
I'm not sure.
Okay, fine. Hold on.
Does anyone in there know?
No one cares. All right, anyway, it's Two Door Cinema Club, but the reason I'm playing it is because it's from their new album, Game Show, which is about to come out. Game Show,
yeah.
Yeah, Two Door Cinema Club. I mention it because of today's texting, which is thanks to the tenuous link... that an indie band have done an album called Game Show. We're going to do, on the texter, it's a Monday Punday. It's gate quiz shows and game shows and music. Quiz shows, game shows and music, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a pun that is quiz shows and music.
Like this, The Weakest Linkin Park.
Yes.
There's one. That starts.
Strong start.
Thank you.
For once.
I know. That never happened.
No.
Right. Go on.
The Future Eggheads.
Yes. Sly and the Family Fortunes. Take Your Pixies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bullseye of the Tiger.
Yes. Because it doesn't. It can be songs as well as bands.
Yes.
Adam and the Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway.
That's got a game show element, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Cheggers Plays Iggy Pop.
Midge Your Cards Right. So, that's what we're doing today. If you'd like to get involved in that, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a pun similar to deal or no deals.
But better. Headline Hijack. There's a small matter of Headline Hijack, of course. While you're thinking, we need a winner. We need to find somebody who's got their made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, which is, of course, imminent. The idea being that it will be a fib, a fabrication and a fake, and it's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, but only rejoin us after their lunch at 2 o'clock. Headline Hijack it is, and the winner of it today is...
Nathan.
And where does Nathan live?
Well, according to his text, Badger's Mount.
Right. Okay, then. Nathan is in... Badger's Mount, and his made-up news story will be coming out of the mouth as Victoria masquerading as truth. Next, still to come, work experience punditry Aidan is with us today. He brings us new music. New music. There will also be today's Monday mystery quiz. Today, a mystery object. Later, I'll be holding up something in front of this microphone. All you need to do is tell me what I'm holding up in front of the microphone. We'll be doing that and other things here on Talk Radio before four.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the delayed 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Mondays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Marilyn?
Well, my two eldest are back from uni and I want to do a treat family barbecue. What do you recommend?
Well, everyone does burgers, but how about the ultimate burger? For the relish, put some sugar in a pan, and once it's a caramel colour, add shallots, tomatoes, garlic, sultanas and white wine vinegar. Stir this together and leave it to cool. Cook Asda's extra special burgers, put them on a brioche bun with lettuce and a generous dollop of the relish. Mm. I'm getting hungry now. To try this at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Brioche bun burgers with a homemade tomato relish? Yeah, I know you're still lusting after one. But they aren't just for Marilyn. They're for you too, because Asda's extra special British burgers are just £2. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. 4-pack offer ends 26th of August.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
It is as well. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's a Monday and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs pay tribute to Joe Cox. Record number of people were displaced last year by war. And Ofcom investigates loose women.
Talk Radio.
MPs are returning to Westminster to pay tribute to Joe Cox, who was killed last week as she prepared to hold a constituency surgery. A single white rose will be laid on her empty seat in the House of Commons. The Shadow Education Secretary, Lucy Powell, was a close friend.
Joe really was as beautiful as everybody has said, both inside and out. And if I could just be a little bit more like Joe for the rest of my life, I think, you know, I would be serving her legacy well.
A 52-year-old man is during court at the Old Bailey charged with her murder. It comes as the Prime Minister has denied claims by Nigel Farage that the EU Remain campaign are using her death as a chance of winning Thursday's EU referendum. David Cameron insists that his comments about Joe Cox have been intended purely as a tribute to the Labour politician. Meanwhile, Baroness Varsi says her decision to switch to the Remain camp days before the referendum is partly down to xenophobia from the Leave side. The Conservative peer says the release of UKIP's anti-migrant poster with the slogan Breaking Point was the final straw. Party leader Nigel Farage says she was never on the Leave side anyway.
Michael Gove's organisation asked her to join Muslims for Britain. She didn't. She was asked by her good friend Dan Hannan to appear on platforms. She didn't. And frankly, it all looks like a bit of a put-up job to me.
Children made up half of the number of people displaced worldwide because of war and persecution. The United Nations says 65.3 million people were affected in 2015. That's a record number and up 10% from the previous year. Filippo Grandi from the UN Refugee Agency says urgent action is needed.
If you don't solve problems, problems will come to you. And that's a powerful message. It's a painful message. And it's painful that it has taken so long for people in the rich countries to understand that. But I think it's a call for action.
England rugby star Danny Cipriani has told a court he was shocked he was found to be over the drink drive limit when he crashed his Mercedes last year. Jurors heard that he'd had two espresso martinis and a glass of champagne less than half an hour before the crash. The 28-year-old fly half denies drink driving. And loose women is being investigated by the broadcast regulator Ofcom after Katie Price's son swore on live telly. Harvey, who's visually impaired, autistic and suffers from Prader-Willi syndrome, was speaking about internet trolls on the panel show last month. Ofcom says it's received 10 complaints.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What did he say?
I can't say what he said because it involved swearing.
Right. Thought I'd trick you into doing it.
I'm not a dumb person. The weather becoming slowly dry and brighter this afternoon in central and southern parts. Some sunshine and showers further north, highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria.
Why are you giggling?
No reason. That's Victoria with the weather. What did you say? Again, to be doing the weather again?
I don't want to.
No, go on, seriously.
Why?
No.
You weren't listening.
No, there really wasn't. No, I just want to just indulge me. Go on.
I never want to indulge you.
Weather me again. Weather me.
No, thanks.
No, just read the weather.
Why?
Because I'm interested. Go on.
You're never interested.
I am interested. Read the weather.
The other day you just didn't want me to do it, so I don't believe that you're interested now.
I'm interested
now.
In the weather. Read the weather.
Why won't you read the weather?
Becoming slowly dry and brighter this afternoon in central and southern parts. Some sunshine and showers further north. Highs 21 degrees.
No, it's fine. It's 5 past 2 now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England can qualify for the Euro 2016 knockout stages as Group B winners tonight. A victory over Slovakia would secure top spot. It would also mean they'd play their last 16 tie in Paris on Saturday against a third place side from another group. Meanwhile, a win for Wales over Russia in Toulouse would guarantee passage to the knockout stages for Chris Coleman's side. A win could be enough to top the group if England fluff their lines, while a draw might just be enough to make it through in second or third place. Gareth Bale is happy with the way things are poised.
Great. We're so excited now for the last game. Everything's to play for, all in our own hands. The nation's behind us as normal, and we'll be looking forward to it, and we'll try and embrace the occasion and and qualify.
Finally, after making history with a record fifth title win at the Queen's Club Tennis Championships, Andy Murray now turns his attention to Wimbledon, where he'll be second seed. The tournament gets underway a week today. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben.
And finally, the Russian government is in the process of withdrawing their fans from the European Championship in France and replacing them with Canadians. They hope this will reduce the instances of crowd violence that's marred the tournament so far without sacrificing the humorous and confusing regional accents.
Thank you very much, Victoria. 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. The Work Experience pundit today is Aidan. He'll be here with new music very shortly.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Monday. It is Talk Radio. And I can tell you that in the interests of balance this afternoon, we will be giving away a special this week only prize. We're going to give away an EU referendum lettuce. Now, there are two types to choose from, of course. There's leaf and romaine. And both of the lettuces are rightly of equal weight. Leaf lettuce, of course, the loose variety most commonly grown by home gardeners. The romaine, or cos lettuce, is the lettuce that is used in a Caesar salad. And it also originated in Asia, which probably could be cleverly linked to something around this, if I could be asked. It's our EU referendum big lettuce giveaway. Choose from either a leaf lettuce or a romaine lettuce on the show today in the interests of balance. Talk Radio, two different kinds of lettuce for balance.
Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Just ahead of talking to Aidan about new music releases, though, a lot of texts coming in for today's Monday Punday. We are looking for examples of game shows, quiz shows and music. This for the no better or cleverer reason that Two Door Cinema Club have a new album called Game Show. It's that tenuous. A lot coming in, though. Hi, John, says person who has no name. Who wants to be a Marillionaire?
Yes, excellent.
Have I got Muse for you?
Oh, yes.
That, you can have that. Toto Wipeout says Solar Pilchard on Twitter. 87222 for this.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio, also
start
on Twitter.
Start your message with a game show band or song pun.
Yes, have you got one?
Yes. Shuffle says Vanilla Ice Road Truckers.
That's not a game show, is it?
Is it? I don't know. I've never heard of it.
No.
No. Oh, get out. Get out, Shuffle. Turn off your radio.
There it was. Mr. and Mrs.
No, not for me.
Mr. the band?
No.
You remember?
No, I can't remember Mr.
Carry a laser on the road that I must travel.
See, this is what the worst thing is about when I don't know the bands is you start to sing.
Mr. And Mr. and Mrs.
Yep. With Philip and Holly.
With Derek Beatty. Master Beatty to you. Derek Beatty, the presenter of Mr. and Mrs. He was. Google it.
It's not important, come on.
Oh, yeah. Or was that Sale of the Century? I can't remember. Anyway, it's time for Work Experience Punditry. And do keep those Punday Monday suggestions coming in. You're looking for quiz shows and music. It can be bands or songs. Speaking of music, though, see how I seamlessly link it. We are joined today for our Work Experience Punditry, which is, of course, where we road test the next generation of pundits, of broadcasters, and critics by dragging in work experience children to do it all for free. And Aidan's back. Good afternoon, Aidan.
Hello.
You're doing music for us, new music releases.
Yep, I am indeed.
And we mentioned Two Door Cinema Club already.
We have, yeah.
You're not reviewing that, though, are
you? No. But before I kick off, I want to do some Glasto news, because it's Glasto week this week.
Glasto?
Yes.
So Glastonbury, for those in the know.
Yes, Cornelius is going to Glastonbury.
I'm going with Victoria.
With Victoria from the news.
Yeah, yeah, excited. Sort of an item. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Just make sure you can find a tent afterwards, Mark. Yes.
I don't have a tent, so I'm sharing Victoria's. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Great. So what's your glass?
You haven't got a tent? Are you going in a caravan or something?
No, it's just my excuse, so.
Okay, I'm fine.
Glasto news.
So they are having some enormous statues constructed in honour of Prince, David Bowie and Lemmy as part of kind of tributes to those artists.
Right.
So a huge...
When you say huge...
Well, this is... There are no pictures of them yet.
Yes.
So I'm just going by the descriptions here. A huge Ziggy Stardust lightning bolt will be placed on top of the pyramid stage. They'll be flanked by two silver wings and an eye placed in the centre. So that's for Bowie.
Yes.
And so for Prince...
Is there a giant Prince? Because he was a very small man, wasn't he?
Well, there'll be a giant...
So if you just put a giant statue of Prince, it would just be the size of a human normal man. And I can say that because I'm a similar height to Prince.
Yeah.
And not now, obviously. He's probably shorter now because he's rotted. But
God.
But overall, he's a... What I'm saying is,
yeah,
you put a statue, yeah, a giant statue to Prince, would just be the size of a...
No. But, well, what they're doing for Prince is a giant hand, okay? And that hand will be holding a purple crown with a white dove flying above it. And this will be placed in the Festival Park area.
Right, and what are they doing for Lemmy?
Tell me.
For Lemmy, it's just a pile of drugs.
No, well, he's going to be on
a great big face wart. What they could do, they could, Glastonbury Tour.
Yes,
right. Because they could just turn that into a flesh-coloured face wart.
No, turn the rest of the hill it's on
into
his face. On, place the hat at the end of the hill.
So the tour itself is just one of Lemmy's warts. That's what they... That would be a fitting tribute,
do you think? Well, instead of a giant peace sign decorated with an ace of spades and a V-twin engine. That's what they're doing for Lemmy.
Right.
And that'll be at the other stage. So...
I think my idea is better, isn't it?
Yeah.
A tiny little purple... No, okay, Warwick Davis dressed as Prince, right? like a living statue. You know those living statues don't you, in the street?
Yeah.
And you give them coin?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just one.
It's Warwick Davis, but dressed as Prince. But a living statue.
Maybe you could get him on one of those wire things, you know, they have the little Yodas, like as if they're sitting, like... floating. We could get him one of those.
Yes.
Be like levitating.
How do they do those? Do we know?
Magic.
So
but dressed as Prince while Lemmy the giant Lemmy wart.
Do you want some tracks or some reviews rather?
Oh, I forgot we were here for that. Yeah. You're right. Yeah,
right.
Good. So reviewing new music, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, so we've got another Avalanches single. Now, are you familiar with the Avalanches?
I am familiar with the Avalanches.
Yeah, so
as in Frontier Psychiatrist.
As in Frontier Psychiatrist.
One of my favourite ever songs.
Really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's a good song, isn't it?
It is a very good song.
Is this song as good as that?
Should we have a listen? This is Avalanches Colours.
I mean,
yeah.
It's no Frontier Psychiatrist,
it's
Frontier, is it?
It is not since I left you.
He's as crazy as a coconut. Frontier Psychiatrist, Avalanches.
That was 2000, Frontier Psychiatrist, a long, long time ago.
Yes.
Debut album. They've been away for ages, 16 years. They've come back with a couple of new singles. Frankie Sinatra was a couple of weeks ago. Very, very mediocre. This one, even more so, I find. It's pretty much just that for 3 minutes.
That's not right.
No, so the kind of distorted, rewinded vocals you can hear in the back are those of Mercury Rev's Jonathan Donahue. who features on this track.
Right.
But you'd barely notice.
He's a nut. He's as crazy as a coconut.
Did they sample you for that? Because that is extraordinary.
It's me.
So
you can just keep your Mercury Rev man.
Yeah.
I'm the voice of the other one.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so
he's
Jonathan.
A nut.
Stop it.
Jonathan
he's
Donahue.
He's as crazy as a coconut.
And yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, apparently there is no sampling at all used in this track, which is odd because their thing is
yes.
plunder phonics.
As we to excellent good yeah. to excellent degree in
exactly.
Frontier
Sonics. But this is the thing, and I made this point a few weeks ago that because I did this with your replacement a couple of weeks ago. I'm really sorry to say.
Jake,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right, mate. It's fine.
That I did the other tracks, but this one, their whole thing is sampling. That album was very much of its time. They're back; it just feels a little bit dated, and particularly, and it's kind of similar with the new Red Hot Chili Peppers stuff. There's just not much substance to it. So when you hear that, it's kind of got these very nice hazy synths, the kind of weird rewinded sound effects in the background. You've got the vocals of Jonathan Donahue, which, to be honest with you, it could have just been anything. I mean, it's not really a feature because you can barely hear what you're singing. You kind of get a little bit disappointed, and especially after the strength of Since I Left You, which is a fantastic album, as you say, Frontier Psychiatry is a brilliant single.
To be clear, Jake's not my replacement.
I love how you were stewing on that.
It's just a stand-in while I was on holiday. Just to be clear, that's the
not
that's
yet.
They wouldn't let Jake up on here properly. Do you know why?
Why?
He's a nut! He's as crazy as a coconut!
Aidan will be reviewing more singles. What's coming up?
We've got Kanye West.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, we've got Maxwell.
Yes.
And Bad Bad Not Good. There we are, that's a great band name for you.
Well, is that a review or...?
that's the order of how it goes.
Okay,
no, Bad Bad Not Good, that's the name of a band.
Okay, that's asking for trouble. we will be back with Aidan with more Work Experience Punditry next. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
It's a beautiful thing. When little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online. Giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
the Coastbound M2 in Kent remains closed near junctions 5 to Sittingbourne following an accident. Severe delays to the M2 and its surrounding routes, and some London bound congestion past the scene of that as well. The A12 and S6 struggling north near Kelvedon. That's because of a breakdown, junctions 23 to 24. A similar problem causing congestion on the southbound M1 in Bedfordshire between 12 at Flitwick and 11 for the Dunstable Road. Herefordshire's A40 in Pencraig is blocked by an Overton horse trailer, but better news in Powys for the A470. That fallen tree on the stretch through Filth Wells has been recovered. I'm Jarena Adams.
Britain, when you run out of data, it hurts. So get on EE Pay As You Go. We're giving away free boosts of data for everyone. Every 3 months, you unlock a new level of data. First, we boost your data by 500 megabytes a month, then by a gig a month, then by a gig and a half, and it keeps going. So the longer you stay, the more data you'll have for Snapchatting. Search EE Free Boosts.
Choose a free boost after you buy pay-as-you-go packs for 3 months. Terms apply. See ee.co.uk/PAYG.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, or something. Right, Aidan with us, doing work experience punditry. Hello, Aidan.
Hello.
Not yet. Because it's time first for, well, the news. And the news is, of course, quite complicated. But here on the programme, we are able to, well, to distill it down to its component parts. To make it simple to understand, it's complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, John. Yes. Have I ever mentioned how I just can't get my head around it?
Don't you worry any more, Cornelius, because this is where we explain the news to you in simple terms. And those terms, of course, are Japanese poetry terms. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Leave, remain, leave, remain, leave, remain, leave, remain. Got to be balanced.
The news in haikus. And he's brung with him some music, for it is the music review on Talk Radio in the afternoons, the work experience punditry, his work experience. We don't have to pay him to do this, which is why we do it. Aidan.
Hello.
We've already talked about avalanches,
yeah,
and their sad follow-up to,
yeah,
Frontier Psychiatrist. Yeah. He's on it! He's crazy as a coconut! where are we going next?
Next we're going Kanye West, otherwise known as Ye, for those who know.
Is he?
Yeah. As in Kanye, as in Ye. No?
I didn't know that.
Okay. So, this is actually...
Why is he...
People, it was Yeezy, yeah, wasn't it?
He's was Yeezy. People go Ye as well. Ye? As in Y-E, yeah. End of his name. Kanye.
I go Nay.
So, yeah. Are you aware that he's named his kid North?
Northwest? Yes. Oh, God,
isn't,
yeah,
that extraordinary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I just thought, because it still baffles me to this day. Anyway.
Well, yeah, baffles most people. Mm. Yeah.
Right, so this kind of ties
better
in with
than,
news.
Fred.
Hmm? So, basically, ever since he released his new album in February, he initially released it only on Apple, no, Tidal, because it's his mate, Jay-Z, who set up Tidal.
Yes, that's right.
And then he released it on Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah, but, is that because no one cared about Tidal?
Yeah, but, and his album was the first not to chart, because it got pirated 500,000 times when it was initially released on Tidal. And because Tidal weren't releasing their numbers to the UK charts, it didn't chart at all. So right. It was, technically, his album was a flop.
It was an own goal.
Exactly. Mm. And he lost, like, millions of dollars in terms of sales, streaming sales, that kind of thing. But since he released the album on all conventional streaming sites, he's been updating it regularly. So he completely updated the final mix of all the tracks. He's added more featured artists. He's added some new tracks, which is what he's done recently in the last few days. A new track, Saint Pablo, featuring Sampha, and I believe we've got a clip.
I know I'm the most influential. That time cover was just confirmation. This generation's closest thing to Einstein. So don't worry about me, I'm fine. I can see 1,000 years from now in real life. Skate on a paradigm and shift it when I feel like. Troll conventional thought, don't need to question. I know it's antiquated, so sometimes I get aggressive. Then
couldn't it been like this? Why couldn't it been like that at Glastonbury? He was all very...
kind of confrontational,
like
wasn't he?
Yeah,
a bit aggressive, wasn't he? Saying he was better than Beatles and all that. What did he say that? Just something like
he
that.
Was like the world's greatest rock star.
Well, not on that evidence, is he? Really? I
mean, not a fan.
Well, it's just easy. It's just saying rhymes. I mean, anyone do that?
Go on, then.
Well, all right. He just went, okay.
Don't worry about me, I'm fine. That was a good line.
Yeah, but he's just rhymed. I mean, he's just like going...
You failed to deliver so
well,
far.
Well, wait a minute. Yo, look at me, I'm on the stage. I'm getting in a Kanye rage.
That's
I think we're on the same page. My favourite fruit is a green gauge. See?
You're right, it's exactly the same.
It's so easy.
Very easy
so
to
easy.
Do.
So, this track, it's quite good, and it's acting as the new album closer. It's 6 minutes long. It's far too long. That's one thing that must be said about it. It does get a little bit boring. Sampha pops up.
What? Sorry, what's a Sampha?
It's a Sampha is...
A samphire is another kind of vegetable. Is that the similar...
Mm. No, he's a man who sings and plays piano and that. Do you know Subtract? Are you familiar with Subtract?
Yes.
So he collaborated with Subtract on a lot of tracks.
Right.
Back in day.
Subtract on tracks?
Subtract on tracks with
Subtract. Does he take Subtract?
Subtracts itself from the track and then... Is it? Add Sampha to the track.
Really. Right. Yeah. So there's no... Right.
Yeah. So there's no division, just subtraction.
Okay.
Okay. And so Sampha pops up, does a few courses, very nice. But again, he's kind of lingering on a bit too long. Con very rightly said during when we were listening to that track that it was very old school. It is very old school. Very old school production style. It's got this very conventional kind of pop 8-bar chord progression. But it's a good track. It moves along nicely.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And it's one of the strongest tracks on the album. The album, in general, being very, very, very hit and miss. That kind of follows on with a similar production style to Real Friends, which is one of the best tracks on the album. One of the best tracks he's ever done, in fact. So it's a strong album closer. It's a good addition.
All right, what have we got next? Because we're running out of time, Aidan.
Oh, do you want some news? Do you want some more reviews? What would you like?
Well, I don't care.
I've got an opportunity for you, actually.
Oh.
The Spice Girls are reportedly planning to audition some singers. Because
they never had any.
Well, Victoria Beckham and Mel C have apparently pulled out of their upcoming reunion tour. And they need some singers.
Well, that's not a reunion. Yeah. You can't sell it as a reunion tour.
Well,
if you're 2/5 down on the deal.
It's the 20th year reunion tour. And they need some singers.
So who's pulled out? Victoria's pulled out.
Victoria Beckham and Mel C.
Mel C's pulled out. So what you're left with, Desperate Spice.
Mel.
Need the Money Spice. And Sick of Working with Jamie Kingston on Heart and Need Something Else to Do Spice.
I think you should be a Spice Girl. I think you should audition. Because you were a singer in a band.
We have discussed this before. Yes, I was. My band, as you know, there were two bands. One was called As Kingfishers Catch Fire, which is an excellent name.
It's a great name.
Thank you. And the other one was called Rooftops in Southern France.
Right.
What? What? Well, that's funny. We were very, very big on the on one night in a room. In Canterbury, a long time ago. Okay. Yes, all right. Good. So thanks, Aidan. Have you lost your voice in it? What?
No problem.
Okay,
it was
fine.
A pleasure.
Yeah, good. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, that was Aidan, Work Experience Punditry. He has new music reviews still to come on the programme this afternoon. In the next half an hour, for example, there will be a diversity paper review with Mark today. He's a brown one. We talked to a foreign correspondent about a foreign story. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. And later, of course, today's Monday mystery object quiz. I'm going to hold up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify it. It's 2:30. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
MPs are returning to Parliament for a special session to pay tribute to the Labour MP Jo Cox, who was killed in her West Yorkshire constituency last Thursday. A single white rose has been placed on the seat which the politician used to occupy. Lucy Powell, the Shadow Education Secretary, was a close friend.
It's going to be an incredibly sad and difficult day, and a day where we want to come together and commemorate Jo's life, console one another, but also to celebrate her life and to make sure that her legacy will live on and live on strongly over coming years.
The man accused of murdering the 41-year-old has been remanded into custody after appearing before a senior judge at the Old Bailey. 52-year-old Thomas Mair only spoke to confirm his name. The decision of a Tory peer to switch to the EU Remain side has been criticised by Nigel Farage. The UKIP leader and Leave campaigner says Baroness Varsi was never part of the group in the first place. The UN says record numbers worldwide had to flee their homes last year because of war and persecution. It says conflicts affected just over 65 million people, 10% more than in 2014. A murder investigation has opened in West London after two people died of stab wounds this morning. Police aren't looking for anyone else over the man and woman's deaths in Fulham. And Loose Women is being investigated by the broadcast regulator after Katie Price's disabled son swore live on telly. Ofcom had 10 complaints over what Harvey said about internet trolls last month. The weather becoming slowly brighter and drier this afternoon in central and southern parts. A mix of sunshine and showers further north with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much, Victoria. 2:32. Next, we go onto the streets to find out what the people think and talk to a foreign correspondent. Very quickly, though, some of the things are coming in. The texts for today, which is, of course, music and quiz and game shows on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hi, John. The Crystal Muse.
Yeah.
Yes. Frankie goes to Hollywood Squares. Like Celebrity Square.
Celebrity Square.
But it was in America, it's called Hollywood Square.
Okay.
It requires a little bit of knowledge.
Sure.
Which you don't have.
Nope.
Blankety Blink 182. keep those coming in, and you know, we'll read them out because that's how that sort of thing works on the radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Blinkety Blink 182 came in from Phil, by the way, as I only just found who sent it. Thank you, Phil. Do you know what we like to do on Talk Radio is go out onto the streets. Not today, obviously. It's wazzing it down. But occasionally we go onto the streets when it's not. And find people, because people are out on the streets. Men and also women. And we like to find out what the people think. What do they think? Our crack team of reporters always on point, always trying to find out what the people think, take the temperature, the mood of the nation, or particularly a street. And the mood of the street today indicates a preference for either sausages or platforms. Platforms or sausages. What the people think out on the streets, do they think platforms or sausages?
Platforms.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Platforms.
Sausages.
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 Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
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 Sausages.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Platforms.
Sausages.
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 Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Sausages.
Platforms.
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 Sausages. Platforms.
Sausages.
Sausages. Platforms.
Sausages.
Sausages.
Platforms.
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 Sausages.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
Platforms.
Sausages.
What do you think? Do you think platforms or sausages? That is what the people are talking about on the street this afternoon. They think either platforms or sausages. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think platforms? What do you think? Sausages? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word platforms or the word sausages.
Good afternoon, then. It's Talk Radio in the... Well, let's be brutally honest. It's the afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's Monday, and what we can do now is, just before we talk to our foreign correspondent for this afternoon, let's look at this story, because this is a big issue. This year's mango exports... Well, they began on an optimistic note as exporters repeatedly secured supply orders of $1.1 million from the first 5 days' sale. Now, this is, of course, not the UK's mango exports. That's just silly. But, in fact, the highly prized Pakistani mango, which opens its markets to Saudi Arabia, to the UAE, Central Asia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, Canada, Europe and Scandinavia. But the markets of South Africa, Japan, the US, Russia and Australia are highly competitive. On the line now to discuss this is our Urdu correspondent, Aksa. Good afternoon, Aksa.
Oh, hello.
Hi. So what can you tell me about this story, about the mangoes?
हम तो बचपन से आम खाते रहे हैं जिस तरह भी आम खाते खाते जिस तरह हम बड़े होते हैं हर गर्मियों में हमें इंतजार होता है आम का कि अब आम आएंगे और हर घर में आप चाहे वो कोई बहुत ज्यादा पैसे वाला घर है चाहे वो एक नॉर्मल गरीब घर है सब बड़े मजे से इस मौसम का आम के मौसम का इंतजार करते हैं
sure.
और वो एक बड़ा ही कॉमन बोलते हैं कहते हैं आम हो और आम हो तो बिल्कुल पाकिस्तानी आम जो है इसका तो कोई किसी के साथ कोई मुवाजना ही नहीं कर सकते आप इतने जबरदस्त आम होते हैं तो जी
Yes, well, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, interestingly, it's the figures, isn't it? I suppose it's interesting because this is a market worth £75 million, and that's 100,000 tons of mangoes, which a target that was missed last year due to this drop in mango production in Pakistan. Why was there a drop in this production? What can you elaborate on that for us?
उसमें ये होता है जो ज्यादा मौसम का असर है गर्म मौसम के अंदर आम होता है और साथ में उसके बहुत सारे बाकी के जो भी चीजें होती हैं पानी है right. या आपका जो कई दफा ऐसे टाइम के ऊपर बारिशें हो जाती हैं जिस टाइम के ऊपर नुकसान हो जाता है इसको mm-hmm. वो इस वजह से नीचे जाती है चीज लेकिन जितनी हमेशा से पाकिस्तान ने आम बाहर भेजा है जितना ज्यादा हम लोगों के पास ज्यादा जरूरत नहीं होती इतनी ज्यादा आम की पैदावार है कि वो जो ऊपर का ज्यादा बचा हुआ उनके पास आम होता है वो बाहर भेजना पड़ता है और बहुत अच्छा भी है कि आपके मुल्क yeah, में yeah. एक तरह से आप बाहर चीजें आपकी जो तिजारत है वो दूसरे मुल्कों के साथ मजबूत होती है आपको फायदा होता है उसका एक चीज आप ज्यादा बना रहे हैं तो उसको अपने पास रख के तो जाया करने का तो कोई नहीं है तो ये तो हमेशा से होता रहा है आम बाहर जाना बल्कि इस दफा तो बहुत मजे की बात पता चली कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इस वक्त सर्दी है वो तो हर साल जून के अंदर उनके यहाँ बहुत जबरदस्त सर्दी होती है और वहां पे
Well, let me just come in there if I can, because you make a very interesting point there. But I wonder how that affects, because obviously Iran, as you know, got supplied with this consignment of infected mangoes, and there are now fears that that may lead to a ban or a partial ban on mango exports to that friendly neighbour. But Iran, I think, is 25% of the market of all the mangoes that Pakistan sells abroad. Is that right?
ये बात भी किसी हद तक ठीक है, मुझे इतनी ज्यादा इनका तो नहीं पता कि ये क्या कितने फीसद कहाँ जा रहा है, बिल्कुल मेरे इतनी कोई उसके अंदर मेरी मालूमात नहीं है.
yeah.
लेकिन मुझे इतनी बात पता है कि जो हमारे यहाँ से बाहर जाता है उसकी बहुत ज्यादा लोग पसंद करते हैं. और जो आप दूसरे मुल्क देख लें, जिस तरह से आप इंडिया को देख लें, इंडिया के जो आम है वो बहुत सारे मुल्कों में इस साल बैन हो गए हुए हैं. और बहुत सारी जिस तरह ऑस्ट्रेलिया का मैंने मेंशन किया था पहले, अभी थोड़ी देर पहले, ऑस्ट्रेलिया ने ज्यादा पाकिस्तान ही आम ही लिए और इंडियन को बैन करके लिए. उसकी वजह यह है कि वहां पे जो हमारे आम है पाकिस्तानी आम का बहुत ज्यादा एक जायका भी और एक वैरायटी जितनी ज्यादा हमारे यहाँ है, पता नहीं कितनी किस्मों के हमारे यहाँ आम है जिसका हम खुद वहां के होते हुए, उस मिट्टी के होते हुए खुद भी हमें कई दफा हैरानी होती है कि अच्छा इस किस्म का भी आम मौजूद है.
Well, look, well, hang on, just while, I mean, many will fully understand your argument there, but and I know exactly what you're getting at, but I just wonder, in terms of the wider implications for the Pakistan government and the politics of it all. Finally, could you, you know, just give us an outline, really, of how that is affecting the country politically.
इसका कोई असर जो है पॉलिटिकली तो नहीं होगा, लेकिन हाँ जो इकोनॉमिकली असर होगा उसका वो ज्यादा उसके अंदर है कि हर आने वाली हुकूमत ने हमेशा से इस तरह की चीजें जिनको हम बाहर भेजते हैं और पसंद की जाती हैं, जिसमें चावल है, आटा है हमारा,
yes.
हमारे आम है जो हमारी स्पेशलिटी आप इसको इंग्लिश में कहते हैं, लेकिन right. जितनी आप ये चीजें आप बाहर भेजें, इसमें किसी गवर्नमेंट ने कभी भी किसी किस्म की कोई रुकावटें खड़ी नहीं की. हमेशा हर किसी गवर्नमेंट ने इस चीज को सपोर्ट किया है, कभी भी इस तरह की कोई बात नहीं की कि आपको लगे कि इस चीज को जो है वो पोलिटिसाइज कर दिया गया है या इसको वो कर दिया गया है. तो मेरा तो ख्याल है कि इसमें गवर्नमेंट का कोई लेना देना नहीं है. हाँ, जो बहुत ज्यादा अच्छी बात है वो ये है कि कोई भी हो, पार्टी हो, गवर्नमेंट हो, बहुत हमारी जो अच्छी चीजें हैं वो दुनिया को नजर आनी चाहिए.
That's no, oh, honest, no, you're right. I mean, that, well, it's a classic, isn't it? Mangoes into a bar. Thanks very much. Thanks so much, AXA. That's excellent. AXA, there, who is our Urdu correspondent on the story, of course, that of the challenges that are facing Pakistan's mango exports. You're listening to Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion on the mangoes that are being challenged, then do let us know. 87222 at Talk Radio on Twitter. Not missing any word you like. It's coming up to a time. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 100mm extra therm pitch roof insulation for only £26.49 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about the little things. It's about Bluetooth, sat-nav, and a place for your cup. It's about heated leather seats to warm your bum up. It's about turning on the style without turning off the savings. At Arnold Clark, it's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M2 in Kent is still closed coastbound around junctions 5 for Sittingbourne following an accident, causing severe delays on the M2 and for surrounding routes. So is London Ban M3 struggling because of an accident. This is towards junction 2 for the M25, Hughes Batter 3 for Bagshot. A breakdown on the southbound M1 in Bedfordshire means delays as you move between junctions 12 for Flitwick and junction 11. M6 South struggling to junction 8 for the M5, where there's restrictions because of an accident. But better news in Herefordshire, the A40 through Pencrae has reopened after earlier problems. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. As yes, that little jingle, a little bit of production there. Quite rightly intimated. And it's the home, of course, Talk Radio, of the news, but in an entertaining fashion. So it's supposed to be, just not much. But anyway, the news, though, very complicated, isn't it? It's a complex issue, the news. You've probably seen it before. You've probably heard about the news or read some of it, and you've probably thought to yourself, goodness me, the news can be complicated. And I know you think that, don't you?
Oh, John, I just time and time and again can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us, as ever, to help you and anyone else, and by that I do mean you, to understand what's going on, because the news, when you break it down to its component four, if you just, you know, just sort of scrape away, you've seen archaeologists, haven't you? You've seen footage of archaeologists, maybe, you know, out in the desert, maybe uncovering ancient temples and huge complex structures. They're doing it at the moment in near Angkor Wat in Cambodia. Of course, the main temple there has been well an archaeological protected site for years, but now they're finding other temples in the jungles surrounding Angkor Wat, and they didn't even know they were there. They've done it with laser technology. Now the scientists have gone in, and what they're doing is they're just slowly scraping the jungle and the dust away.
Horrible noise
from the from the temples. And if you do that to the news, what you do is you get right down to the basics to find that the news, underneath all of its patina, is essentially just Japanese poetry. It's sort of all there is, really.
All along.
All there is there. So what we like to do is break the news down to that for you here on, down to its simplest form, Japanese poetry, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Ronnie Wood has twins. Turns out he's Wood by name and he's Wood by nature.
The news in haikus. It's time for today's diversity paper review. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, home to the most diverse radio, or indeed any kind of broadcasting anywhere in the world. It is our diversity paper review. The paper's reviewed each day by a different diversity. We welcome back Mark today. He is a
brown
one. And what have you brought in, Mark?
There's a story that caught my eyes. It's not really a story. It's more an explainer, something you might not know about. I thought I'd come in and educate you a little bit.
Thank you.
Have you heard of hipster safaris?
No, I mean, I've heard of hipsters and I've heard of safaris.
But you never thought
putting the two together?
Yeah.
I mean, is it as I imagine, driving around spotting different kinds of hipster from a Jeep?
Kind of.
Ooh.
So basically, you are the hipster And then you are given a map and you have to go run around bits of urban areas such as Hammersmith and in a high-vis jacket and tick off places you've been. That is a hipster safari.
What's the point of it?
I can't quite see the point of it, but you can pay to do it. And they've got into a little bit of trouble, actually.
I have that. That's what newspaper would you find this in?
In the Times.
Right, go on.
T2, actually.
Do tell.
What they've been doing is they've been running around bits of Hammersmith that are noteworthy and are worth visiting. Hmm. Except some of those bits are in council estates, and some of the residents have got upset, being like, why is someone, A, charging someone to run through us like it's a dangerous place to be?
Yeah.
And B, why is someone running through like an area where we live, and why is it, you know, why are they doing this?
Well, people are allowed to run through places where people live, aren't they? Such as, you know, joggers,
that's true,
fitness people, burglars, aren't they? So I don't, why have they got a problem with it? Just because it's hipsters, anyone's got an issue with hipsters?
Essentially, it seems that may be the case.
Yeah.
They've also had problems with poachers as well.
Poaching the hipsters?
Yeah, people poaching. Yeah,
American
hipsters,
dentists, very fond of having a hipster above their mantelpiece.
Their ankles are very worth a lot of money in some places of the world.
And the dentists, presumably, the do they, and I don't know, I'm just guessing, but tell me if I'm right, the dentists cut the hipster ankles out of the leg and display them, as you say, above the mantelpieces, like American dentists, like you said. Well, there's that famous story, wasn't there? Was it Roald Dahl when Danny the Champion of the World, when his dad... they went looking for hipsters overnight in the forest, didn't they? In the woods, you remember? And they found out that you can actually drug a hipster into unconsciousness by sewing sleeping powder into little individual bits of cereal that from their cafes that they frequent, don't they? And you can actually poach hipsters and the hipster will come along on one of these safaris.
Yeah.
And sort of peck at the cereal, peck at it.
Mm.
And it's because it's full of sleeping powder, it'll knock the hipster out, and you can...
I'm a hipster myself, of course.
Yeah, you do look like one, yeah.
That's why I maintain this return structure, so that, you know, fat's never been fashionable.
No.
And that's why I maintain my hipsterness by being fat.
Right.
Because I'm worried that one day I might be fashionable.
And you've come in and gentrified the studio.
I have, yeah. It's my type come in first and then we all follow.
Yeah.
Studio prices are going up as we speak.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, it does. It depends what area you're in, because, you know, if a hipster moves in next door, brings house prices right down, in fact. No one wants them here.
No.
Go back to where you came from, hipsters, I say.
Where do hipsters come from?
They're hipster mummies' tummies. And that's what I'm suggesting, is that their map that they've got ultimately should lead back up a foo-foo, and they should be go back inside and set up a cereal cafe in a womb. And to be fair, I wouldn't be surprised if that hasn't already happened. That's probably happened underneath an archway in Shoreditch. There is probably, right as I speak, a hipster selling cereal to other hipsters from out of a womb, because that's hip.
And as Tony the Hipster Tiger would say, it's great.
What have you got next?
Hundreds of the UK's biggest spider have been released, and they're multiplying. Yes. So apparently, the UK's biggest spider, which isn't an Australian-sized spider, it's just the biggest one we've got. It's called a Fenraft. It's been reintroduced into the wild because their numbers were dwindling. And do you know who's
behind
all this?
Good, I'm glad they were dwindling.
Chessington World of Adventures.
Those scum.
Yeah. Do you remember when it was Chessington Zoo?
Yes.
Well, the heart of Chessington World of Adventures, Chessington Zoo still exists.
Right.
And they've been working on getting these giant spider numbers up.
What are they doing? They're meddling with nature.
I know. They were dying out because we wanted it that way, right?
Yes. No one wants a spider, do they? No one wants a giant spider. And they've just let them, they've just freed them into the... They've genetically... created spiders, and they're robotic spiders the size of that one in Wild Wild West. You remember that was ridden around by Will Smith? Wiki wiki wah wah. He went, didn't it?
Yeah,
he was riding it. So giant robotic spiders.
400 sets, which I think is spider for a pair, have been released in the last 2 years.
The spiders are coming.
You're really scared of spiders, aren't you, John?
Absolutely terrified. I hate spiders, yeah. And that's the worst possible news you could have brought in here, Mark.
They're mainly found in southern England and Wales, so
you
might
live
have to
in
move.
Southern England, don't you, John?
Yes, I do. Yes, wow. And I don't like a spider. I bought when I was a student.
Yeah,
I because I lived in an old Victorian style studenty house, but there were a lot of spiders in that house, and because the ceilings were so high, I had no way the usual techniques of dispatching a spider, which is fire, had no. bearing on the height of the ceiling. So I bought an air pistol off my mate Pete, right, with the sole intention of taking out spiders. And when I left that house a couple of years later, it was the most pockmarked spider corpse house that you'll ever. It was like the Somme, but for spiders. It was like a disaster area up at the ceiling level. But I'll be honest with you, I have no qualms about it because it's me or the spider. You know, I've thrown cups of boiling water at spiders.
Wow.
I've smashed spiders with the Thompson local directory. I've done all these things to hipsters as well, by the way, just so we're clear.
Mm.
Cool. That's not raising any tension in the room.
Right.
Do you still do you ever refer to your friend Pete as Pistol Pete? Or?
No, but now that you said that, I should have done.
I always wonder how people end up with these air rifles anyway.
Like, everyone gets more Pete. Pete's got loads of them.
Pistol Pete there.
Yeah. Let's be clear, he's not like dangerous guns. I mean, just air pistols. I mean, they're dangerous in the wrong hands, like mine, but they're not like, you know, guns, are they? They just fire.
When I was a kid, I had a potato gun. That was the best.
Yeah, spud gun. Jab it into a potato and it...
Can you still get those, or is that as health and safety political gone mad now?
I don't know, but I reckon you can still get them. I'm going to put it out there on maybe the dark internet.
What a great, if you on the dark net, just go, anyone get me a spud gun?
Yeah.
sorry, mate, we're all too busy in here.
They've probably got like spud bazookas in the dark net.
You get a whole potato up there. You're not just sticking a potato, you just put loads of Jersey Royals into the end of a spud bazooka. Mate, we got Spud tanks. We got Spud. We got Scud Spuds missiles with
Spud missiles.
Spud missiles. They're adapted Scud missiles, mate. Yeah, what we do is we get the Scud missile from the Iraq War and we fill it with smash. You know, what you do is it's like a warhead. You know a nuclear warhead,
yeah,
right? And you know to detonate it, what it needs to do is mix the two compounds, doesn't it, to make it fissile. So what you do with a Spud missile, right, in the end of it, in the nose cone, there's water and powdered potato. And on impact, it smashes and mixes the two together and literally smashes on impact.
I think the Russians had a few of those missiles. Yeah. But they lost them and no one knows where. Yeah. But you can buy them on the dark Spud web.
And that's all we have time for. So, Mark, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Today's diversity paper review. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come, today's mystery quiz. I'll be holding an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is try and identify what it is. We will go out, or rather we have been out, actually, over the weekend to late at night to talk to drunk people falling out of bars and clubs. And we've asked them for their opinions on the week's news. The V fallout of that is coming up. That's called Alco Vox Pops. Plus, of course, next on Talk Radio, The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ Smart Heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's Boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Slovakia. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
£10 maximum stake, singles only, all winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It is as well, and it's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Parliament's recall to remember MP Jo Cox, while Oxfam announces a Glastonbury tribute to her.
Talk Radio.
Several MPs have broken down in tears as Parliament's been recalled for tributes to be paid to Jo Cox, who was killed near Leeds last week. A single white rose has been placed in her usual place on the Labour benches, while MPs of all sides arraign the flower as a mark of respect in a packed House of Commons. Speaker John Bercow opened proceedings by describing her as a committed to her constituents in Batley and Spem.
She fought for them, just as she fought for others at home and abroad, who were victims of poverty, discrimination, or injustice.
Her husband and two young children are in the gallery listening to the tributes. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has praised the response after her death.
The horrific act that took her from us was an attack on democracy. On our whole country has been shocked and saddened by it. But in the days since, the country has also learnt something of the extraordinary humanity and compassion which drove her political activism and beliefs.
Nigel Farage has accused the Prime Minister of linking the EU referendum Leave campaign to the death of Jo Cox. David Cameron has stressed that's not the case. While Oxfam has announced it's going to make an album from Glastonbury performances to remember the MP, with the proceeds going to refugees, Coldplay, Muse and Fatboy Slim are among the artists who are going to contribute. The UN says a record number of people worldwide were displaced last year because of war and persecution. Its refugee agency says conflicts affected 65.3 million people, up 10% from the previous year. More than a million fled to Europe in 2015. But Syra Grant, the chief executive of the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants, says it's mainly developing countries that are dealing with the situation.
This is not an EU problem, as we've recently heard in headlines. This is not an EU crisis. This is a global crisis. And Britain has a very important role to play in helping resolve this global crisis.
Ched Evans has been offered the chance to return to football by League One club Chesterfield. The 27-year-old has signed a 12-month contract. He denies raping a woman in May 2011 and is due to go on trial in October. And the makers of the recent Star Trek film say they're in mourning after the untimely passing of actor Anton Yelchin. The 27-year-old was killed in a freak accident yesterday. He got pinned between his car and a brick postbox at his home in Los Angeles.
Talk Radio national weather.
Becoming dry and brighter in central and southern areas. Some sunshine and showers further north. Yeah. Highs of 21 degrees.
Lovely, Victoria. Thank you so much. It's Talk Radio. Ben has got the sport now. He's live with it. He's bringing us the sport live this afternoon from inside a bottle bank.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England aim to win Group B at Euro 2016 tonight. A victory over Slovakia would do just that. It would also mean they'd play a last 16 tie in Paris next Saturday against one of the third place sides from the other group. Captain Wayne Rooney knows that finishing top should mean a more favourable second round tie.
We put ourselves in a position where it's in our hands to win the group, and that's what we want to do. We want to try and win the group, and you know, you never know who we're going to be, don't know who we're going to get, but we'll accept whoever we have to play in the next round.
A win for England would mean that Wales would only need to draw against Russia to make it through to the last 16. A victory in Toulouse, however, would guarantee passage to round two for Chris Coleman's side. Finally, after making history with a record fifth title at the Queen's Club Tennis Championships, Andy Murray now turns his attention to Wimbledon, where he'll be second seed. Wimbledon gets underway a week from today. That's
the very latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Ben. That's Ben. He's got the sport live from the inside of a bottle bank. This afternoon, 3:05, the big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Talk Radio. Yeah, that's right. Talk Radio in the afternoon, Monday afternoon, if we're being specific. We're with you through till 4 o'clock. And in the interests of the EU referendum this afternoon, before 4 o'clock, we're giving you the chance to win an EU referendum lettuce. It's a souvenir. It's a souvenir lettuce. And there are two types to choose from, of course. There's leaf and romaine. And both rightly are, these lettuces, these lettuce, are of equal weight for balance. Leaf lettuce, of course, the loose variety most commonly grown by home gardeners, while the romaine or cos lettuce is the lettuce used in a Caesar salad and also originated in Asia, which could probably be cleverly linked to the referendum or something if I could be asked. So it's our big EU referendum souvenir lettuce giveaway. You can choose from either a leaf or a romaine. On the programme today for balance, Talk Radio giving those two different kinds of lettuce away for balance this afternoon. Balance. Talk Radio. It's all about balance. It's time for the big debate. And of course, there's financial news this afternoon as well. Big financial news coming out of Washington. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation chairman, this is Martin Gruenberg, said that the post-crisis, this is after, of course, the recent economic downturn over the last 10 years or so, regulatory changes alone are not to blame. He's been very clear for reduced liquidity in the Treasury market. And listening to that on the telephone, I've got Ian in Edinburgh. Good afternoon, Ian.
John.
Hello. You heard me talk about Martin's. This is Martin Gruenberg, of course, the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, saying that the charges aren't to blame for reduced liquidity in that Treasury market. And you're listening to that, but you're against the notion of liquid full stop.
Well, yes, I'm two scores, really. First of all, I live up in Scotland. It does rain a lot. Yeah. I'm a little bit sick of water, rain, or liquid, as you can couch it in those terms. But similarly, I'm not mad on drinking. I try not to drink during the day. I'm very busy. I've got a business that deals in paper. Mm-hmm. And I find that it's a waste of time drinking. I don't go out for a drink. So on those two fronts, rain and drinking, I'm not mad at either.
Let's be clear, though. When you say drinking, you're not even talking about alcohol. You're talking about any form of liquid passing your lips.
Any form of liquid. Teas, coffees, yeah. Fanta, O2, fizzy water, yeah. Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or Tango, or what's that, Lucozade?
Yes.
Or tea. I think I said tea.
You did say tea.
And coffee, I said that as well.
Okay, right. Well, stay on the line for me, because on the other line, who I know has been listening to that and is probably taking the opposing point of view, because that's traditional in these occasions, is Robin. Good afternoon, Robin.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Yeah,
so yeah. Ian's in Edinburgh, and yes, obviously not rain, but also he won't let liquid pass his lips, and he listed some of it there, didn't you? It was tea, he had coffee, had Fanta.
It was Lucozade as well.
And O2, yeah, and fizzy water, cola of any kind as well.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Coke, either.
Fanta,
I said as well. Mm.
So, Robin, you're listening to that. What do you say?
Well, I mean, firstly, there's numerous liquids amongst my favourite things. I like them all.
Yep.
But actually, I think, to be honest, Ian is making a selfish point of view. He says, I don't drink very much. I'm not a big fan of drinking. But actually, I don't think he realises that, alcohol and alcoholic liquids are known to be, for many other people, very good. It's known that, wine can improve heart functionality and kidney functionality.
Yes.
Cider is often believed to be a cure for cancer by many people.
Well,
so I think it's selfish.
Just hang on 1 minute, though, because he's not saying, you could still get the health benefits, surely, from solidifying the liquid, couldn't you? I mean, if you had solid wine,
well,
it's only liquid. He's not saying wine per se, it's saying the liquid form.
No, but I mean, typically wine is in a liquid form, and to be honest, if you want to start solidifying things, you're going to end up with some, you know, some problems. I wonder, you know, would Ian like to urinate solid matter? I'm not sure he would.
Ian, would you like to come back on that? He's asking you a simple question, yes or no?
Would I like to
urinate solid matter? That's right.
Matter or batter?
It's matter.
Sorry, I thought you said batter.
Yeah, well, you're Scottish, like... that is understandable. So, would you urinate solid matter from your urethra?
No. I wouldn't urinate matter or batter from either. No, I think you got it slightly wrong there. You started talking about alcohol. I wasn't even talking about alcohol, if you remember rightly. I think, yes, I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, in the summer, as a kid growing up, we used to like an ice pop.
Yes.
You know what an ice pop is? It's a drink that has been solidified. Yep. And we used to like that quite a lot. Yes, so yes, I think I would like to see liquid solidified.
Yes, right? I can see your point, but the question, I mean, you still haven't really answered the question in terms of whether or not, sorry. You know, think about having an ice pop. Think about you expelling an ice pop where out of urine comes out of. I mean, is that something you'd be prepared to accept?
Sorry, I gipped a bit just thinking about it. No, it would be difficult to get it out of the Oriental business. To get that out, yes, I think that would be quite difficult.
Yes. Let's expand this. Expand this a little, which we would have to expel the ice pop. But look at the advantages of this, Ian and Robin. Agree with me on this. It'd be, you know,
I do agree.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you said it. Of course, you agree. It was your idea. In many ways.
Well, look at this. Let's think of this. Okay, if there is no liquid, you're going to see the end of floods. Okay. Mm. You're going to see the end of that. You could rivers would just be used as roads because they'd be now solid,
right.
Wouldn't they?
Right.
And we've there's a road issue in this country, Robin.
Yes.
You could, a smoothie is basically a solid, isn't it? So if you replaced, say, you know, because they're very fashionable, the super smoothie foods. If you replaced the rivers with the smoothies. You know, people could essentially drive on the meniscus of that.
First, I think categorically smoothies are not solid. Smoothies are liquid.
Oh, come on.
I know, I want to be very clear about that. And I think there's a lot of experts who have backed me up on that. The OECD, the IMF, all of them, you know, let's look at the experts, see what they're saying. And I think they're all saying smoothies are liquids. And, you know, you make the point about floods, but actually I think floods are a great opportunity for people. You know, if you're an Olympic swimmer or just if you're interested in getting into swimming, you know, a flood can be a big break. And I don't know why there's this desperation to shut down floods from people like Ian. I don't understand it.
Can I just come in here?
Please do
a second.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you talk about, you know, turning rivers, turning seas into smoothies. Where I am at the moment, you know, our ports have had a lot of trouble, you know, with fishing quotas and what have you. And if they were to be smoothies, I don't think that would work in any shape or form. Just getting back to the urethra, you know, if that was a solid that you're trying to pass, I've had experience of that up in the Highlands when it was very, very cold, going to urinate, trying to, you'd have to go bang, chop, 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 and you'd have to, as it came out, sort of thing, you have to chop it off, chop it off, chop it off.
Yes.
It's not practical.
No,
not
it isn't. And
it's not pleasant.
It takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
It does, and you have to have some scissors with you all the time to snip it off, chop it off. Or a sheath knife, you know.
I mean, Robin, you know, it's not a pleasant experience, Robin, for anyone, isn't it, when you're trying to urinate?
Well, no, I heartily agree, and I think, if anything, Ian surely stabbed himself in the foot or in perhaps some other body part by suggesting that it would be a good idea to get rid of liquid.
He's right, Ian, isn't he? Because you're saying it's difficult to urinate a solid. And now you're saying, you want to stick to liquid?
Your guest urinate gases
next.
Your guest was saying about... it was your idea, wasn't it? The urination of solids. It wasn't mine.
Yes, but that's surely a consequence of removing liquids, isn't it? Because if you don't eat a liquid, then it's not going to come out as a poo, is it? It's going to come out as a as a I think we're getting beyond the point here. I mean, this is, you know, we're not looking at the bigger picture. I mean, the wet floor sign industry, those yellow signs that say wet floor, that industry would collapse overnight, Ian, if you took away the liquids, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, that's, you know, I mean, I think all that health and safety, as the Daily Mail call it, I think that's absolute madness.
Yes, but it's just people's lives. But somebody's got to make those signs that say wet floor.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a tiny part of, you know, the problem. You know, two-thirds of the sea is covered in water. And I think that's the main issue, not some fellow who's making a sign that says beware of the wet floor. No, that's a spurious point. I'm sorry.
Robin, let me bring you in on that, a bit of the debate, though, because it is a good point, isn't it? This is people's jobs we're talking about. You know, you can't, not just anyone can, even a handmade sign with just wet floor written on it, it may be a Sharpie or a biro. And what is ink if not a liquid?
Yeah.
Well, and how would you write the sign?
My grandfather and my great-grandfather, they both came from a community where they made caution wet floor signs. And in the last sort of 20, 25 years or so, those industries and those communities have been devastated by people like Ian who are relentlessly trying to stop liquids. And it is a problem. Let's not deny that.
You go and shove your face in some liquid then.
Well,
shove your face in some liquid.
Every morning I do. It's useful. It makes me clean.
It's called washing, isn't it?
It makes me sick. Get in the swimming pool and roll around in it. Disgusting.
Let me just
water on your face.
I just want to run some
oriental bit.
That sounds really nice.
Let me just run some.
Dirty. I'm looking forward to doing that.
Get all naked. Get all the water, all liquid, all over you.
Yeah.
I just want
to do that right now.
Just going to run some. Gentlemen, don't talk over each other because we can't hear what you're saying. Let me just run some. Liquids past you, and it's a simple yes or no from both of you. Okay. We'll start with Robin first. Milk, Robin.
Milk, yep.
Ian?
Milk, lemonade. Sorry, I thought I was doing a poem.
No. Milk, yes.
You know what's around the corner, don't you?
Yeah.
Talk with me. But, milk, no.
No. Blood?
Well, it's thicker than water, so marginally better than water, yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Honey?
Yes.
Robin?
Only in the context of land flowing with milk and honey. Milk and honey.
No, sorry, I wasn't meaning for you there. I was talking about whether or not a liquidized Robin would be acceptable if you took...
That's a yes, that's a yes.
You took a bird and put it in a blender.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Orange squash, Robin.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Orange squash and orange juice.
Yes.
And butternut squash.
Blackcurrant squash.
Yep. Raspberry squash.
Robinson's lemon barley solid.
Yes.
Yep.
Now you're talking.
Bitumen.
It's a no from me.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a man who's very bitchy. Bitumen. Bitumen.
Lemonade. Round the corner, chocolate's made. That's what I said to you, mate.
And there.
Mango chutney.
We must.
No, that's not a liquid.
Leave the debate. leave the debate.
Pickle?
No.
Can you, Robin, sum up the debate for me in one word?
Oleaginous.
Same question to you, Ian.
Round the corner.
And there we must leave it. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we still need liquids in this day and age, or whether or not, would you like to see the back of liquids? Would you be prepared to urinate a solid? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, top chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but...
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980 millimetre Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about getting the most out of your new car. It's about getting free road tax. It's about enjoying better fuel efficiency. It's about saving you money every month. At Arnold Clark, it's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The coastbound M2 in Kent remains closed near junction 5 for Sittingbourne. Following an accident, severe delays for the motorway and surrounding routes. An accident on the London Bound M3 causing queues towards the M25. The southbound M1 in Bedfordshire heavy towards a breakdown near junction 12 for Flitwick. One lane's out there. The M6 north past Birmingham struggling junction 6 up to 8 where there's an accident near its link with the M5. And on the opposite side of the carriageway, the M6 south, you can't join the southbound M5. The link road's closed. Queues back to 10A. And the westbound M4 in Newport queuing towards an accident near 24 at Caldera. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Order.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is a time. It's just coming up to a time. It's just gone past a slightly earlier one. Cornelius has been collecting your reactions that have been coming in this afternoon. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you've got a reaction, or you can tweet us on at Talk Radio and...
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Reacting that way. A lot coming in. The debate. Ian was in Edinburgh, of course, very anti the idea of liquid. Just doesn't think we need it anymore. Doesn't have any liquid to drink at all now. And Robin, very much for the idea of liquid. And quite the debate. They got quite heated at one point. And your reactions have been coming in for that. A lot of opinions on either side. Cornelius?
Yes, lots of opinions coming in, John, on both sides of the story. Sort of old-fashioned view says, I've seen children drinking squash nowadays. And so it's just mixed liquids creating... And she said she doesn't agree with that at all. No. She said it wasn't like that back in her day at all.
No, liquids were segregated back
then.
Yes,
exactly. And this has come in from at Snowman Society. Saying we're largely liquid, John. Just remember that.
Okay, let me just remember that. Just remembering it now. Yep, got it. John, what would come out of taps? Why hasn't anyone thought of that? What the hell would come out of taps? Electricity. That's just coming. And that's just come from EDF, the electricity company, as an idea. Mm. And John, soup, liquid or solid? A debate for another day. So do keep your reactions coming in to the usual number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we've been out on the streets. We've been out on the streets at the night time. And the reason for that is onefold. And the reason for it is to go out and find the drunk people. You know the drunk people? Who, you know them?
No, I'm well, John.
At the weekend, the drunk people come out, don't they? They come outside and they come out of the clubs and the bars and the pubs that they've been in. And what unites them all is a certain level of being mashed off their gourd on alcohol. So we like to go up to them just at the optimum time when they're drunk in the middle of the night and ask them for their opinions on the week's news. It's alcohol meets Vox Pops. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Excuse me, can I just have a quick word? Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston up a tree, PUBLICITY. Thoughts?
Who the f*** is Tom Hiddleston?
He's Tottenham, didn't he?
Yeah. Taylor needs to f*** get her act together and find a decent bloke.
Okay, I'm probably not the person to ask, but I don't know who Tom Hiddleston is. I'm really sorry.
It seems like a mismatch. She's like the American kind of, you know, pop star, and he's the British heartthrob. It seems like a bit of a mismatch. So I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
Basically, Taylor Swift is a lovely human being, and Tom Hiddleston is a lovely human being, and they deserve to be together forever. I love it, and I will over it a lot of times.
Russia has been banned from the Olympics. Should Russia now annex Rio?
No, Russia should not be allowed in any sporting competition until they sort themselves out.
Should Russia invade Rio? Yeah. Absolutely not, because Russia are
You mean like the Rio Olympics, right? No, they shouldn't, and they won't be allowed to either, because I hate Russia.
Good news, Cliff Richard will not be charged with sex crimes. What should Cliff Richard be charged with?
Liking Cliff Richard.
Crimes against fashion, I think. Is that, that's the,
I would say
the... You're a cruel mistress.
Being too lovable. Being too ridiculously good looking. I should know Cliff Richard. I wouldn't want to, like, step on his toes.
Violence towards... Abuse towards music. Abuse towards minors and music. Minor music, sorry. Music played in minor.
Singing at Wimbledon, because... No one really wanted that, to be honest. That was... He did that off his own back. No one asked for that. No one asked for that. That's it. I'm done.
Alco Vox Pops there. Drunk people over the weekend canvassed for their opinions on the week's news as they fall out of pubs, clubs and bars. A little bonus for you, by the way. There's a presenter on our sister station, Talk Sport, called... he's called Adrian Durham.
Adrian Durham, that's
And I think
right.
I think he presents Drive Time, and he's a sports journalist. He's a you know, a voice of talk radio. As I say, they're our sister station. They're just out.
Talk Sport, just, yeah.
So what did I say?
Talk Radio.
That's what we are. Talk Sport. they're just out there. I'm just pointing. And in the office is where he lives. Now, I'll be honest with you, I've not really heard of him. However, my research indicates that that's what he does work there. So when asked, one man, just as a sort of byproduct of Alco Vox Pops, a drunk man, just decided to use that platform to vent his opinion on Adrian Durham. didn't really fit him with Alco Vox Pops because it wasn't about the news, but it was too good to waste. So here is what a drunk man on the street thinks of TalkSport's Adrian Durham.
Tell Adrian Durham he's annoying. Am I allowed to swear? He's a
so I didn't dare tell Adrian Durham with my own voice, so I just wrote it on a bit of paper and stuck it to the back of his chair. Alco Vox Pops. All right, Victoria.
No.
Okay. On Talk Radio, in the next half an hour, mystery quiz. I'll be holding something up in front of a microphone. All you have to do is tell me what it is. We'll also bring you today's Monday Eargasm, two songs mashed together that shouldn't go together, but create beautiful harmonies. And, of course, more texts, please. Today's text in is music and game and quiz shows. This is because Two Door Cinema Club, the indie band, have released an album called Game Show. That's the tenuous reason for it. And we will be collating those. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you very much. Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The husband and children of murdered Labour MP Jo Cox are hearing tributes from her friends and colleagues in the House of Commons. MPs are wearing white roses as a mark of respect for the 41-year-old who was shot and stabbed in her West Yorkshire constituency last Thursday. David Cameron's described her as a loving, determined and passionate politician.
Jo Cox was a voice of compassion whose irrepressible spirit and boundless energy lit up the lives of all who knew her and saved the lives of many she never, ever met.
Nigel Farage has accused David Cameron of a despicable attempt to use her death to boost his chance of winning Thursday's In Out EU referendum. But the Prime Minister insists his comments about Jo Cox were intended purely as a tribute to the 41-year-old mother of two. Official figures show the number of people forced to leave their homes because of conflict has hit a record high. The UN Refugee Agency claims 65.3 million were displaced around the world in 2015. That works out at 24 people a minute. Ched Evans has agreed a one-year contract with League One club Chesterfield after a four-year absence from football. The former Sheffield United striker will go on trial in October, charged with raping a woman in May 2011. He's pleaded not guilty. And there's going to be a classical music tribute to David Bowie at Glastonbury Festival this weekend. British conductor Charles Hazlewood will direct an orchestra on the park stage. The weather, most places should be dry tonight. Some showery rain is likely in parts of Northern Ireland and Scotland by dawn, with lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be sunny spells for most, although showers are likely in the far northwest. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. That was excellent again.
If only I believed you.
No, definitely. And there's... Got your tent sorted yet for Glastonbury?
Yes.
What sort of tent is it?
It's a purple pyramid-shaped tent with Liberty print floral panels.
I'll keep an eye out for it.
I only asked you because Cornelius... Man. You see, you've fallen for the trap, haven't you? Because Cornelius hasn't got a tent and needs a tent. Mm. He's going to... You'll get back.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because my tent, the tent I'm staying in, is the exact same type.
No.
So, it'll be canvas neighbours.
No.
Victoria and Cornelius are going to Glastonbury together.
No.
On a date.
No.
It's more a weekend away. Yeah.
No.
Dirty weekend.
It's not a dirty weekend.
Glastonbury's very muddy.
Yeah.
And you can do it while you're rolling around in it.
No, John. Do what? Do what?
Enjoy the music. So,
the sweet, sweet music.
No, thanks.
Right. Good. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then to you. And I promised we'd run through some more of your texts, didn't I? Because today's text in Monday Punday is thank you, is of course that of music and quiz shows and game shows. Because of why? Ask me why.
Oh, I thought you meant someone to text in.
No, you.
To 87222, start your message with the word talk and then just put the word why with a question mark.
No, you ask me why.
Okay. Why?
No. Do ask me why by telephone.
What, I have to ring the station?
No. call my mobile.
Oh, okay, sure.
And just ask me why I'm doing a texting of music and game shows.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Just ask me why I'm doing that. Let's do that. Still to come, by the way, the mystery quiz is on the way very shortly. I'll be holding up with something in front of the microphone, and all you need to do is try and identify it. There'll also be today's... oh, hang on, the phone's ringing. Hello? Hi?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Cornelius from the John Holmes Show here from Talk Radio.
Oh, hi, Cornelius. What's up?
Hi, now, I don't know if you can get this answer to me straight away, but it would be good to have it as soon as possible, because we're going on air in a bit. Why?
It's because the indie band Two Door Cinema Club have released an album called Game Show. So I thought what we'd do is have a text-in tenuously linked to that, where we put music and game shows together. That's why.
Okay, are you sure you can't think of any other ideas?
No, that's what I've got.
Really? Because it's a national talk radio, and, you know, we have to keep the standard up high. And
I'm not bothered about that.
Okay, we'll run with that.
All right, great. Cheers.
Okay, see you later, John. I love you.
Sorry about that, Con. I had to take a call.
It's all right. Don't worry. I was busy myself.
So that's the reason. Have you got any that have come in?
No. No, of course I do, John. Of course I do. We've had this from Josh Pinto, who's gone Steelers Wheel of Fortune.
Good.
He's also said, "The Price is Right," said Fred.
Yeah.
And New Kids on the Blockbusters.
I have this from James, Seal or No Seal.
It's not as good as my Deal or No Eels.
Yeah. System of a Countdown. It's come in from Len. Going for Gold Frap.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, all right. Pet Shop Boys Win Prizes. Anyway, so do keep those coming in, of course. You can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Mystery. It is, you know, it's Mystery Monday. It's the Mystery Quiz, and today's Mystery Quiz is our Mystery Object Quiz. Now, it's very simple, of course. All you have to do is identify the mystery object I am going to hold up and put in front of the microphone. Now, no one got this from last time, so we've had to roll it over. So it's all to play for here. £5,000. Up for grabs.
No, it's not.
If you can identify today's mystery object.
Disclaimer, £5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for the first person who guesses the mystery object correct.
That is not correct.
No one got it last time, so...
Because it wasn't a prize then, and it's still not.
Rolled it over to today where £5,000 is up for grabs.
No, it's not. Down for grabs.
Just for identifying this mystery object. What's that? I'll just hold it. It's quite heavy, but I'm just going to hold it a bit longer. What is that? Just a couple of seconds longer. What is it?
Don't hold it too long. You'll strain yourself.
I know. I'm going to put it down again.
Wait. Bend your knees. Just don't keep your back straight.
There you go. That's fine. What is that? All you have to do, it's very simple. Identify it to win £5,000. is
no, not available.
Text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
£5,000 not available.
£5,000 up for grabs this afternoon.
Down for grabs.
Rolled it over.
No, it's not.
What is the mystery object? Very simple mystery object quiz on Talk Radio. Get your answers in. The lines are open. Now, it's sure to be busy as well, so get texting. Right about now with your guesses. Some guesses already coming
in.
Yeah,
John, the switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree at Christmas. Shuffle says, is it the one Russian fan who is actually there to watch the football?
No, it isn't, but that is a good guess. Fingers Wakely says, is the mystery object, hashtag mystery object, a policeman's helmet? No, I wouldn't handle a policeman's helmet without his express permission. So no, it's absolutely not. Absolutely not that. And the same goes for firemen's, while we're on the subject, and ambulancemen's. Any other guesses coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, this is coming from Carl. He says, is it the xylophone from the X chapter of A is for Apple?
No, but that's not bad, actually. Yeah. But no, I'll tell you what, just ahead of the adverts, I'll hold it up once again.
Okay, bend your knees.
There it is.
That's it, it's easier to pick up.
Right, like that, what... is that? All you have to do is identify it and just text your answer in to 87222.
Start your message with the word
at talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could win five. Let's put it now.
You could not win five.
£1,000 on Talk Radio before
off
4 o'clock.
Radio.
Somebody
after 4 o'clock
is going to have to win £5,000.
Nobody is going to be able to win £5,000,
and we'd like it to be you.
And we will not like it to be you because we can't afford that here.
It's the Mystery Object Quiz on Mystery Monday.
No, it's not.
Well, it is.
Oh yeah.
Still to come. Next is the eargasm, that's right.
Eargasm, not available.
It is available,
oh,
I've got
yeah,
it here.
Sorry, it's very hard to keep up.
Yeah. On Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Did you know your disability allowance can get you from here to here via here? Just pop down to your local Ford dealer during our Mobility Open Days between the 23rd and 26th of June to explore your options with one of our mobility specialists. And you could soon be going places.
The world's mine oyster!
Exactly. Unlearn freedom with Ford Mobility. Go to ford.co.uk/mobilityopendays to find out more. Ford Mobility Open Days are available at participating dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's Boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Slovakia. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
£10 maximum stake, singles only, all winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The Coastbound M2 in Kent remains closed near Junction 5 for Sittingbourne following an accident, severe delay to the motorway and surrounding routes. An accident on the Londonbound M3 causing queues towards the M25. The Southbound M1 in Bedfordshire heavy towards a breakdown near Junction 12 for Flitwick. One lane's out there. The M6 North past Birmingham struggling, Junction 6 up to 8 where there's an accident near its link with the M5. And on the opposite side of the carriageway, the M6 South, you can't join the Southbound M5. The link road's closed, queues back to 10A. And the Westbound M4 in Newport queuing towards an accident near 24 at Caldra. I'm Jarena Adams.
Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jerry Springer!
Oh, yeah, I know.
Jerry Springer!
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Springer on the Realm Talk Radio.
Isn't that great? Saturday evenings from midnight.
Yeah.
I didn't manage to catch the first one.
Jerry Springer. He was popular about 7 years ago.
Oh, come on. He's great.
Great. So, it's Talk Radio. I presume you can download it as a thing.
Yeah, well, it's a the show existed before as a podcast.
Yes, so I know, but can you download the Talk Radio version?
Listen again.
Listen again. It's on the website.
Listen again.
Talkradio.co.uk. Or listen for the first time.
I'm going to listen again.
Well, you didn't hear it the first time. Well, so you're just going to listen. You're not listening again. You're
listening again, though.
Yeah, but you can't because you didn't hear it the first time.
So I've missed it.
That's badly labelled.
I've missed it.
You can only listen to that if you've listened already.
Oh, really?
That's the nature of listen again. Don't you know anything?
No.
Fine. I'll tell you why you don't know anything.
Why?
It's all too confusing, isn't it?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
What, the news?
No, anything. I thought you were making me say my catchphrase.
It's not really a catchphrase.
I reckon we should sell T-shirts with it on.
With what on?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, you could get your head through it. It was a T-shirt, couldn't you?
And on the back, it can say, well, let me help you to understand it.
Well, that's not the catchphrase.
What is it?
Allow me to help you.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, the catchphrase has caught on with you.
Can someone make those? Can we have a listener make those? If you make T-shirts, please send one in and I will wear it.
Brilliant. So, the news is complicated, isn't it? The news, that's what's complicated, Cornelius. The news.
Yes, John, it is. I find it confusing.
Yes?
Yes.
This is quite complicated.
Yeah, correct. Can you help me to understand it?
We'll give you a hand. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We explain the news in the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Star Trek actor dies in freak car accident. Tragic news set to stun.
The news in haikus. We bring you mystery quiz guesses. A lot coming in there during the adverts. So just ahead of the adverts, I held up a mystery object in front of this microphone here. And you simply have to identify what the mystery object is. It's Mystery Monday on Talk Radio. A lot of guesses coming in. John, good afternoon. Is it the gavel? This is from Lee. Is it the gavel that I'm convinced I've seen it before in front of a microphone? The gavel from the O.J. Simpson trial. You know, the gavel that was banged by the judge.
Yeah, I remember.
No, it's not. It's not that, I'm afraid. But that is a good guess. So sorry about that. Don't forget, by the way, you are playing for £5,000.
No, you're not.
This is your chance to win £5,000.
This is not your chance to win £5,000.
On the radio.
Off the radio.
Which is, you've got about seven or 8 minutes in order to try and... someone's got to get £5,000 before 4 o'clock.
No, they won't, and no one will.
Otherwise, we'll be rolling it over till next time.
There's nothing to roll over.
Of course. So, all to play for in today's Mystery Object Quiz. I will just hold up the microphone in front of the...
Okay, bend your knees.
Object Quiz, one more time thing. Fine. What is that? Yeah?
Wow.
Have your fill of it. There we go. Right. So, what do you think that mystery object is? John, is it the controversial UKIP breaking point referendum poster? And for balance, Is it not that controversial UKIP breaking
point
post? We are very balanced. And for extra balance, I should point out that Remain also have posters that may or not be controversial. But that's not the right answer. So £5,000 not going to you, Nigel. But it is a good guess. Or for balance, David. Cornelius, guesses that are coming in.
Lots coming in. This is from Danny, who says, is it the Nebraska Sky Disc, a 3,600-year-old bronze disc, which is such an extraordinary piece of thing that it was initially believed to be an archaeological forgery?
The Nebraska Sky Disc, that archaeological discovery, 3,600 years old, made of bronze. Who sent that in?
Danny.
Danny, it isn't that, I'm afraid. So, but again, that is a that was a good guess. Well, while you're figuring it out, it's time for this afternoon's Monday Eargasm. Now, you know that Talk Radio is the home of contrasting opinions. Of course it is. That is its bread. And contrastingly, it's butter. But when you put those two things together, like bread and butter, you get something tasty and harmonious. Or just tasty, given that it's food. But when people come on Talk Radio, normally they have contrasting points of view that lead to arguments. But no, not if you take two bits of music that are from opposite sides of the musical spectrum and put them together. What you end up with is that aforementioned beautiful music. We like to bring it to you on a Monday. We call it the Monday Eargasm. Today, Alice Cooper versus Earth, Wind and Fire. Alice Cooper versus Earth, Wind and Fire. It's the Monday Eargasm. And your guesses coming in for the mystery object quiz still coming in. Cornelius, what have we got?
Oh, lots coming in.
John,
that's yeah. It. I forget who you are.
Thanks.
This has come in from Michael. He says, is it TalkSport the Moose? His antlers.
That's the Moose, who's a reporter for TalkSport. No, it's not.
It's not his antlers.
No. Oh. John, is it the Northern Ireland section of the floating map that Fred Talbot used to do the weather on this morning before, you know, he got into all that
awkward trouble. No, it isn't. That was a good guess. It's a mystery object holding it up in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify it. £5,000 up for grabs this afternoon.
No, it's not.
John, is it the 2,400-year-old terracotta baby's bottle which doubled as a pig-shaped toy that was discovered in Italy last year? Is that what you're holding up in front of the microphone? That's come in from Lucy. Lucy, I'm afraid it is not. Keep those guesses coming in. And that was the eargasm for this afternoon. Now, no one's got this so far. I mean, it is quite a tricky one, as I say. So I'm gonna roll it over. But essentially, the mystery object, I did hold it up in front of the microphone. If you can't guess what it is, then don't worry. If you haven't guessed this afternoon, for there, it will now be rolled over. £5,000 up for grabs this afternoon.
No, it's not. It's down for grabs.
It'll be rolled over next Monday. That'll double. £10,000 up for grabs.
That will be multiplied by zero to equal zero.
Getting that mystery object correct. That's the Mystery Monday quiz. Sam Delaney's here.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Sam.
Suppose you want to know what's going on my show, do you?
Contractually, no. We're obliged to ask.
Yeah, you're obliged to ask, and I am obliged to answer. We'll be talking about the defection of Baroness Wazi.
Yes.
Yeah,
good. Fun to say that, isn't it, Baroness Wazi?
Baroness Wazi.
Baroness Wazi sounds like someone from the Star Wars prequels, the more you think about it. But anyway, she's defected from Brexit to Remain because she says that there's too much hatred and xenophobia.
Yeah.
And she found the breaking point poster, which Nigel Farage unveiled, her personal breaking point. And she realised that, in her mind, it was all a bit racist, and she's decided to switch sides. Some people say that it was an elaborate Mancunian candidate-type scenario, whereby she was embedded in the Brexit camp by the Remain camp all along in order to make this big splash announcement close to polling day, which is quite an in-depth conspiracy theory. I would like to I suspect it's not true, but I would like to imagine that it was.
Again, all of them never have quite the wherewithal to get that organised, even though that is a good idea.
Precisely, yeah. So anyway, we'll be looking at whether or not that will make a blind bit of difference and whether she's right about the Brexit campaign being largely based on hatred and xenophobia. I want to know what listeners' thoughts are, whether they think that she's right or whether they think she's being naive.
Yeah, all right. What else you got?
What else are we talking about? Well, of course, we'll be looking ahead to the big England game, which will be taking place just 1 hour after I come off air.
Yes. Where are you watching it?
I'll be going home.
You'll be at home today.
Oh. I like to watch it in the privacy of my own home. Yeah. I hate watching things like that in public spaces.
Do you? Why?
I don't want to hear the opinions of strangers.
Well, that's weird working on a talk radio show, isn't it?
Not about a situation like that, no. Okay, fine. But, you know, if you are a stranger and you would like to tell me your idea, please don't call the show. Yeah, so
are you predicting? I find it
stressful and irritating to be surrounded by a huge group of people, and I'm trying to sort of concentrate and enjoy the game.
Yeah,
because if you're in a pub, I mean, you're not a football fan, so I doubt you're going.
No idea.
But when you're in a pub, it's not. No one's really watching the football anyway. There's a lot of sort of shouting and drinking and going. It's kind of okay if it's a game I've got half an eye on. But if I'm sort of interested, I'm interested in this game.
Yeah.
It's like an exciting big deal game if you like football. And I just want to sort of sit there grumbling to my. I want to sit there saying sort of making tactical insights loudly. And annoy it in an annoyed way that no one will hear. They're directed at the England manager, but he can't hear. And my wife just finds tedious and indecipherable. That's what I want to do. I want to occasionally turn to my wife, who will kindly be watching it with me, and shouting, he needs to make the fullbacks overlap. And her just look at me in a sort of broken-hearted sense of, just like, why did I marry him?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
You won't be alone. Many people will.
No, that's
that.
How everyone likes to watch
this
the game.
Evening. Well, that's Sam Delaney. He will be here at 4 o'clock. We will be back tomorrow from 1 to 4 on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. Goodbye.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.